Blog Talk Radio.
What up, people? Y'all know what we do right about now. We'll play a couple of songs, get you guys ready to get ready for the second half of the show. The number's 347-989-8310. Get your reset on, get you something to drink, be ready to go. Let's see, what are we going to start off with? I think we're going to start off some of my own music. Why not? It's my damn music. Here we go with the classic, Dick Jones.
Pop a collar, pop a bottle of mo. If you a G, make a pop that put me down to the floor like Dick Jones.
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 Pop a collar, pop a bottle of mo. If you a G, turn around and pop the shit out of hoe like Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones. They call me Dick Jones, cousin than the OCP. It ain't a hoe out there for real that don't know about me. I'm Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
But I'm not the one from RoboCop. But I'm the one that's keeping your hoe hot up in your spot. Chillin' while I'm on vacation. I'm trying to go places but niggas just won't stop hating on Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
I like them light brown skinny or big bone.
Dick Jones.
The type of chick I can go put the dick on.
Dick Jones.
But I ain't gon' trick for ya. Man, he a player. Yeah, that dick for ya. And dick for ya. It's all I gotta give to ya. I fuck with her. But you the one that live with her. So here's what a player like me a do. Big game at her to get her in my vehicle. And she'll do anything that I tell her. So don't be trying to hate me. Just relate to a fella. And pop a willy, pop a collar, pop a bottle of mo. If you a G, make a pop that puts it down to the floor like Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones. Pop a willy, pop a collar, pop a bottle of mo. If you a G, turn around and puff the shit out of a hoe like Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
They call me Dick Jones, president of OCP. It ain't a hoe out there for real that don't know about me. I'm Dick Jones. But I'm not the one from up in Detroit. But I'm the one that plays these girls like a sport. And when I'm on the court, I be hitting nothing but H's. You nothing up in places. I be nothing up in these faces. I'm Dick Jones. And ain't no sense in me lying. My dick long. And if we grow on the ride, then get on. But I ain't gon' sweat ya. I bet ya I keep holding line like an net joke. Get that T-Bone. I better get that skinny bitch T-Shone. She violated my home, bitch, you wrong. And if I see you on the streets, I'ma beat your fucking ass to the white meat. So it's on. But back to the situation at hand by Dick Jones, baby. Yo, I'm the man. So pop a willy, pop a collar, pop a bottle of hope. If you a G, make a pop that puts it down to the floor. Like Dick Jones,
Dick Jones,
Dick Jones,
Dick Jones,
Dick Jones,
Dick Jones,
pop a willy, pop a collar, pop a bottle of hope. If you a G, turn around and pop the shit out of hope. Like Dick Jones,
Dick Jones,
Dick Jones,
Dick Jones,
they call me Dick Jones, Dick longer than four summers. You pushing four hummers, I be laying more pipes than four plumbers. Up in four baby's mamas and three best friends. Two of them freaking this weekend up at the West End. One of a man found out and he was heated, dawg. You know I had to play Michael Jackson and beat it, dawg. Cause drama, I ain't with it, but niggas, they don't get it. My nana spit it, yelling, don't stop, get it, get it. They call me Richard, but Dick's my nickname. And ladies know a nigga be quick to spit game. Everything that you spit at a chick, the shit's lame. When I fuck, I can give a fuck if the bitch came. Cause it's all about me, me, me. I don't care if I see you smile again. I ain't BBD, I'm D-I-C. K to the J-O-N-E-S. If I'm that nigga that these toes expect to pop a willy, pop a collar, pop a bottle of mo. If you a G, make a pop that puts it down to the floor like Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Pop a willy, pop a collar, pop a bottle of mo. If you a G, turn around and pop the shit out of hoes like Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Pop a willy, pop a collar, pop a bottle of mo. If you a G, make a pop that puts it down to the floor like Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Pop a willy.
collar, pop a bottle of hope. If you a G, turn to run and pop the shit out of hope. Like Dick Jones, Dick Jones, Dick Jones, Dick Jones. Yeah. And this song goes out to the whole Jones family. My nigga, William Jones, a.k.a. Billy, a.k.a. Tony Vegas. My nigga Robert Jones, a.k.a. Bobby, a.k.a. Darren Walton. My nigga Charles Jones, a.k.a. Chuck Slim Jones. It's my brother Isaac. Fuck it, I'm gonna give a shout out to Andrew Jones. Motherfucker Chipper Jones. Fuck it, I'll even give a shout out to Mary Jones. And me and Mrs. Jones, motherfucker. But stay off my Jones. Motherfuckers gotta love Jones. I don't even understand. Oh, me? You know who I am. My name is Richard Jones. Baby, come on. Come on, Ella. Oh, come on. You know what the fuck I am. Quit tripping. Yeah, I know they call me Dick. You know they call me Dick. My name is Richard. Yeah. Why are you doing this to me?
Gonna hit him up with the gas, but I'm grown, dog. I ain't gonna try to play tip or tat, but just know that.
what I'm doing. Why you on the phone trying to call City Boo? And your crew mad, cause I ain't gon' trick it all. I got your girl licking ass balls, dick and all. At the mall with Rachel and Monica looking clean. Ain't no secret, only reason these bitches is on my team. Cause I'm
fresh and ain't no need of me. Sitting here trying to pretend that your girl ain't watching me like I'm the last.
Y'all, this for me.
Hey, girl.
I just think this song funny.
I know you wonder why nigga keep cheating.
Then we're going to get back into it. Numbers 347-989-8310. Call in with your questions.
People out there who believe monogamy is a good thing. I ain't mad at you.
Send me your beats if you want me to rap on this.
OCP. Break it down. Oh. Hey, y'all didn't know a nigga could make tight-ass beats like this. Peace out to my man Ray J. Hey, man. You got a shot back at Kim Kardashian. She done left that lane, nigga. But you might have to jump over Reggie Bush to get her. Hey, y'all gonna love this. This your boy T-Dog Madness. T-Dog Baby. And this is my first song I did in a few years. Y'all don't like it, fuck it. I'm bored.
Listen. First I had one. Then a nigga got two, fuck around, got a little bit of cash, what you know? Now a nigga fuck around with a whole damn crew, nobody used to care, used to call me a cheat. Now the ladies calling me a player, no fighting, now they stayer. With asses in the air, haters, they stop and stayer. Cause I'm hopping out the coupe, five hoes in the group. Had to tell a nigga that a nigga just like truth, cause I'm not so, so what you wanna do? So if you wanna test me, go ahead and grab your number two pistol in your hand, Tron. Cause I'm a killer just like Charles Manson, and I be doing shit that you can't, son. While I'm taking me a breath, let me see you put your hands up. When they play this in the club, all the real niggas, they gon' stand up. Now they don't like me, cause I be flossin' and toastin' ones. Since they put me in a room full of bitches, man,
if
I can't talk this
one
bitch.
She be an okay, if she ever spray, I cut her like OJ. If I had one bitch, I would be called lame. They say I had no game, I'd probably go insane. If I had one bitch, that would be lovely. If I was ugly, she probably would fuck me. If I had one bitch, my bills would go unpaid, begging to get laid, and that just ain't okay. If I had one bitch,
depending on one chick, hoping she can give a nigga everything that he needs. It's like trying to get high off a joint when a nigga roll around with a bag full of weed and a bottle of the Hennessy and a chick that done took a couple ecstasy. Since I got more than one, I don't have to worry about a chick wanna have sex with me. D-O-double-G, baby, you can call me S-O-C-O-M-A-Y-A-O-R. Call me Billy Ocean, cause every chick you done seen in your dream wanna get in my car. Am I a star? Hell no, I'm just a little black nigga with a big mouth raised in the South. But don't you walk up on me too quick and be like Roy Jones, you get knocked the fuck out. People hate wanna stick this behind my back, but that don't faze me. Looking at them like I'm crazy, yelling out T-Dog, baby. So go ahead, keep hating me, nigga. That's the best that your life's gonna get. I'ma keep talking shit, and I ain't gonna stop for one nigga or one
bitch. If I had one bitch, she'd be an
old
man. If she ever spray, I cut her like OJ. If I had one bitch, I would be called lame. They say I had no game, I'd probably go insane. If I had one bitch, that would be lovely. If I had one bitch, my bills would go unpaid, begging to get laid, and that just ain't okay. If I had one bitch, she'd be an old fake. If she ever
say if I had one bitch, that would be lovely. If I was ugly, she probably wouldn't fuck me. If I had one bitch, my bills would go unpaid, begging to get laid, and that just ain't okay. If I had one bitch,
I'll let you know.
All right, people, the number is 347-989-8310. We're about to get ready to get back into the show. All we got to do is pay a couple of bills. We'll be right back.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here. Now, you guys know, and I get asked all the time, do you ever sleep? Well, yes, I do sleep. But on the times when I can't get those 8 hours of sleep, I have my own little secret weapon that keeps me going. What is that secret weapon, you ask? Well, it's my little friend right here, a 5-hour energy shot. That's right. With zero sugars and 4 calories, I feel good and confident every time I take a shot, every time I take a bottle. But if you're not ready for the full 5 hours, just take you a little bit. See how it makes you feel. Me, I get no crash and I get hours of energy. So it allows me to get on here and rant for hours. So if you want to get that 5-hour energy burst or whatever you need for that little pick-me-up when you get that 2:30 feeling any time of the day, go out and get you some 5-hour energy. Me, my favorite is the grape. But you can try the pomegranate and you can try the citrus flavor. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now, no crash later.
I knew I needed to talk to somebody about money when I opened my design shop.
When Mom got sick...
My daughter engaged already.
I felt sort of stuck.
I went to SunTrust.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
And they listened.
Helped me see options I didn't know I had.
Now I'm moving forward.
Now I can focus on what's really important.
I'm better off than I thought.
At SunTrust, we're here to help you find the answers you're looking for.
This is my baby girl.
That's why we start every conversation with, how can we help you?
And now, back to the show where truth is king and logic reigns supreme. Your world, my view. Your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tommy Sotomayor. He is I, and I am him. Ray Lewis is in the building. People got mad at me because I kept saying that, Ray Lewis be faking. So since they got so mad at me, I'm probably going to make a blog about it. I'm either going to write one or make a video blog. But I believe Ray Lewis be faking. That's just my opinion. He ain't got to like me. He ain't got to like my opinion. He cried too damn much. I'm going to sit around and talk about how black men need to do this and black men need to do that. And then we got this black man sitting around just crying all the time. When thugs cry, That's why it's hard for me to, it's hard for me to take black men seriously because they cry too damn much. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about was Keith Chief getting a 14-year-old pregnant. He already has one child. He is a teenager himself. They said he cried when he was led away for 2 months. Now, I don't know how a thug cry when they get led away for 2 months, but there's a lot of black thugs crying. Now, why do y'all think black thugs cry so easy? I'm going to bring back in my audience. I'm going to bring Mark back in. I'm going to bring Nikita back in. Hello, hello, too.
Hello.
What's up? We're going to bring in some more people to join us. We're going to bring in, we're going to bring in Gary and Sonya. What up, Gary and Sonya Blade?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up, Tommy?
Oh, nothing much. Now, we're going to bring in Demetri, too. I know Demetri was on hold before the break, so I'll bring him back in. Demetri, what's up?
What's up, bro?
Not much. All right, I'm going to ask y'all about what I spoke about. Let me start with you, Demetri, since you was the last one I brought in. Do you think there's anything wrong with these people crying like Ray Lewis and Chief Keef?
Actually, I do. I really do.
Why do you think they cry so much?
I just really don't understand why, because why they crying so much, because, like, okay, because there's something, because, like, some of these things, what they're going through, because, like, the child support and their mom or whoever, and it is so easy, because when they had this baby, like, with this girl issues, they go easy, because they go, like, when they go cry, because when the girl did something, like, to them wrong, they go actually start crying. Like Chief today, Chief Keef, I don't know why, because I don't know why he's a dumbass for doing it to get this middle school girl pregnant for that shit. And
he got a middle school girl pregnant. But think about it. He got a middle school girl pregnant. Then he cried because they told him he got to do 2 months in juvenile. But it doesn't make any sense. He thought it was funny when JoJo got killed, but he crying because he got to do 2 months in jail. Now, these things are kind of weird, and I'm going to get Sonya to jump in here. Sonya, as a woman, you like to watch, does it bother you when men cry? Do you understand? Does it have to be situation specific? What are your thoughts on the fact of the two people that Demetri and I were talking about have been doing a lot of crying? Because Ray Lewis crying and keep thinking God. And I'm just going to tell people, I got a problem with him always bringing up God like that, and he got all them kids.
It's not a problem that they cry. It's a problem that they're crying too much.
Yes.
It's like they have more men. Some men are more emotional than women. They have more women emotions than women.
Because my thing is, if Ray Lewis is crying when he won, think about it. If Ray Lewis is crying when he won, what the fuck are you going to do when he lose?
Cry. He's going to cry. It's like they're crying too much. I understand men are emotional. It's fine to have emotions. The problem is they're too emotional. Nothing is wrong with having emotions. They're just too emotional. They have women emotions. Like, women can cry almost about anything. You watch a movie, you can cry. Oh, I love that movie. I'm crying. But you can't measure this too. Like, what the hell? You cry more than me.
Exactly. After a while, you have to question that person. Let me ask Gary about that. Gary, as a man, be honest, do you find it of issue that these men are crying this much? I find it of issue that Beyonce lip-synced the motherfucking song. I'm going to throw that out there, but go ahead.
Yeah.
And who is in the wind tunnel? What is this about? Does everybody just call my show and do stupid shit on the phone?
Somebody has a bad Bluetooth.
Yeah, I can never get somebody to just call, put the phone up to the ear, and just talk. Is it talk and then get done talking and go away? They got to talk and fuck and suck dick and I just...
Kids crying.
You know what I'm saying? My show is the place where you babysit your kids and them motherfuckers won't sit down. It'd be 1 a.m, school night, they still talking. Mama, when you going to get off the motherfucking phone? You said you going to make me a grilled cheese. I'm going to find out who this is, who the wind blower is. Wait a minute. Y'all just hold on. Find this motherfucker. than I do. It was Mark. Mark, what the fuck? Mark.
You say it's me?
Yes, it was you. What were you talking to me on?
Oh, no, you know what it is? I'm in a store, so my furnace is on. Let me show you here. One second.
Your furnace is on?
Yeah, what? Remember, it's minus 5 degrees Fahrenheit here.
You said you're in a store and your furnace is on? Then you just confused the crap out of me.
No, I said I'm in a store. I own a store. So my furnace is on because it's cold, right? But I have electric heat here. So now I see what you're saying. Yeah, I was sitting underneath the, where I'm sitting, there's a vent. So now you don't hear it again, right?
Oh, okay. Well, you a nigga that owns something, so I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, well, it's minus 5 degrees here, so.
You know, I'm watching Barack Obama's wife right now, and not only did she have her elbows on the table, after she rolled her eyes, everybody started clapping for something. She started clapping, too, and still had her elbows on the table while she was clapping.
Damn. Oh, wow.
Wow.
They showing it right now on HLN, so she wouldn't even take her elbows off of the table when they started clapping. This is not a sign of I don't know what I'm doing. This is a sign of this is normally what I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She must be mad at her husband.
Yeah, maybe there's some shit going on at home.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, all right, so let's go back and ask the question again. Gary, are you there, Gary?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Gary, does it bother you at times that people will cry like how, I'm sorry, it kind of bothers me that Ray Lewis has been crying after every game. That shit bothers me. Nigga, play the game.
Right, man up, yeah.
And thinking and talking about God, like God just wanted them to win. I hate when people do that. God wanted you to win. God wasn't worried about the people over in Darfur. He wasn't worried about none of that shit. He was worried about who was going to win a football game. Seriously, we have black people make God's power so minuscule. He's sitting around wanting the Ravens to win. That's what God wanted.
Because he's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes to church every Sunday.
You think
when
about
he's not,
that.
When he's not playing football.
Well, think about that, Garrett. Don't you think that's a problem that we as blacks will bring up? God, we'll bring up, I don't know what was going to happen, and I reached in my pocket, and there were $10 in there. God is good.
No.
Everybody,
I have a song called Beat That Bitch for the Back. Thank God. He gave me the lyrics.
It's crazy.
I like when they tell them that when they do something wrong and they say God was frowning on them. That's even better. Then they blame God for their faults. I didn't catch the ball, so God must have been frowning on me.
God judge me.
No, they'll say it's apparent God didn't want it. No, motherfucker, you didn't go to the job interview. God didn't want you not to have no job. You didn't go to the job interview, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Right.
If God wanted me to have it, he'd give it to me. No, if God wanted you to have it, he gave you the ability to work for it. And since your motherfucking arms, legs, feet, and hand work, go work.
Exactly.
Yep.
We're the only people that sit around and wait on shit. We sit around and wait on white people to get tired of us being slaves. Do we sit around and wait on white folks to get tired of us looking through the window to want to eat at the lunch counter with them? We got tired of, that's all it was. Think about it. Everything that happened to black folks, white folks got tired of doing it.
Yeah. But why was Ray crying to begin with? Was he actually bawling, or was he just crying because he won, or was he just crying because he was excited?
No, this is what he do after every game. You know, thank you, you know, because God is good, man. You know, man, I mean, I tell my people, you know, let no man what God don't put us on, man. You know, because if God be for us, man, who can be? No weapon. You know what I'm saying? No weapon formed against us. Nigga, y'all are playing football. What weapon was formed against you?
That's funny.
And I'm not making any of that up. That's what he said.
Wait till we lose.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio station.
Damn.
I'm like, nigga, you love the Lord so much, but you didn't love them chicks you was making them kids with.
Right. Man, you see, he was using his weapon then. That's a lot of wives to have.
But
man,
it was the same thing with Holyfield, and black folks was believing that. The Lord helped him beat Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was a shell of himself.
And that was the same Mike Tyson.
No.
Right. But you remember when he was running around the ring? The Lord helped me beat him. The Lord, and then you found out the Holyfield had 9/11 kids. Lord help you get that pussy too.
That right?
I've been in some pussy and been real blasphemous. Oh God, I'm coming. But think about it.
You ever said, God, hope I get her pregnant?
You know, I prayed to God that the bitch ain't pregnant. Please don't let that bitch be pregnant. You know I'm a killer. You know I'm a killer. Don't you know I'm a killer? You know it. It'd be best for both of us if she ain't pregnant, because I will kill her. God, you know I will.
Thank God the condom didn't break.
You know what I'm saying? I hope this little rash go away. You know, pray God. Don't let this rash go away. I don't know why it's there, but... I really hate to go in the damn, you know, because sitting in that clinic and waiting, and then the woman asks you, sir, what you here for? I don't really be wanting to say that. And you know everybody real huddled up, and I'm trying to find a sneak away to say it to you while they looking. Sir, I'm sorry I can't hear you. You say you're itching? Damn it. Can I write it down, bitch? You loud-ass bitch. Now I got to lie and say I got heart trouble and then go back there with the doctor and be like, nigga, I was lying my ass off. My shit's on flames. You pray for that. I done prayed for some dumb shit. I have. I prayed to be able to fuck a fine bitch before. Lord, if you let me have this bitch, I'd never cheat on her. I have. I'm not going to lie. I done prayed on some dumb shit. If you let me get over this hangover, I'd never drink again.
Yeah, I've done that one.
Dumb prayer. No, dumb. You don't mean it. If there's really a God, he know you full of shit. If nothing else, he know your ass is lying. And we think this is how arrogant we as humans are, dead serious. We think we can lie to God. If we believe that there's a God that's all-knowing, why do we also believe we can lie to him?
True.
Tell me I'm lying. We do believe we can lie to him.
That only goes to prove we don't believe there's a God.
Thank you. We don't believe that there's really a God.
No, you're right. If somebody came here, if somebody came to Earth and walked on water, we'd all freak out.
Yep. We wouldn't even run. I remember my grandmother was talking about that. She said, if y'all die, don't come back trying to talk to me. You should have said what you had to say before you left. My grandma was like, fuck that ghost shit. Come up in here if you want to. She pulling out 9 millimeters. You getting shot.
I always tell people, they tell me what they see ghosts. And I tell them, what was a ghost wearing? They say, oh, a top hat and a coat. And I said, where'd they get the clothes from? Were the clothes already dead?
like dead people scared to show you they, like, scared people still vain enough not to want to be naked.
That's a ghost Walmart.
And that man say, when I saw Jesus, he told me to put my hands in his feet and in the hole. He let me put my finger in his hands and in his side. I could feel the wounds and shit. So I'm like, okay, well, Jesus came back, but he came back with holes in it. He fixed himself. He just left the holes. That's like saying I took it to the cleaner. Man, they fixed my shit up. Oh, they got them burn marks out? No, they left.
So what, the black Americans, they like the church a lot, or they go to church a lot? Or
black Americans love the fucking church.
Really?
Yeah. These whores will leave the club on Friday, I mean on Saturday, and go straight to the club on Sunday, and then go to another club event on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Is that only in the South, or is that in the North, too?
In the North.
Oh, that's all over. All over.
It's black, because we all came from slavery, and white folks forced slavery on black folks.
Yeah.
They forced it on us, and we apparently are very, let me just be honest. Black people are very easy to program, apparently. If that were not the case, we wouldn't have these big churches like Bishop Eddie Long and Creflo and all these people. We are easy to program. The easiest people on the, that's why white people don't waste much time trying to program us. They got us fixed. When Bill Clinton stood out and apologized for giving syphilis to black folks still didn't ask for no reparations. These bitches are trying to get me taken down, but they ain't fucking with Bill Clinton. This man admitted he gave your ancestors, that they gave your ancestors syphilis. And said, my bad.
Yep.
We are the easiest people in the world to program. You'll hear a black woman, go to any black woman's page right now. First thing she'll bring up is God. Next thing she'll bring up is how bitches be jocking her and they ain't shit.
Bitches be hating.
Yes.
Bitches hating on me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And the bitches that's always getting hated on be motherfuckers that be customer service managers at Walmart.
So yeah, somebody hating on that. From church too?
Yeah, I mean,
they all come from church backgrounds, though.
Yeah.
And yet they sing about cheating
and doing
drugs. All
blacks come from church background. Why is T-Boss fat now? I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know that, Lord.
That's true.
Not only is T-Boss fat, but she got literally like a piece of hair hat on top of her head. A literal hat now. This is crazy. Now, they say she got this sickle
thing. She had a couple of illnesses. Yeah, she had a couple of illnesses, sickle cell anemia. And she had a brain tumor.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
but Matt King, he got out of that marriage. Oh, life.
Yeah,
all right, people, we are parents. We're talking about these damn kids. We're talking about how they're raising up. So now we're going to get into the main topic of the discussion. We got Mark, who we know is a father. So I'm going to ask, Mark,
yep.
As parents and as we see the Keith Chiefs of the world and the Ray Lewis's of the world, and all of them were raised by single parents, and they all got a bunch of kids, and they all had them at a young age, and they all having these kids fuck them over because that's what's happening with Keith Chiefs. This man got two kids at 17, one of them by a middle schooler. Neither one of us have any fathers in our lives. Neither one of us. And the middle schooler's child is a little over a year. And the middle school is still in middle school. So that means he fucked her at around sixth grade and got her pregnant.
Hmm. Where was her parents?
Her baby mama still in middle school.
That's scary. What was her parents doing? What were just saying, just go over and sleep at your boyfriend's house?
Look, the parents will let you do whatever the fuck you want if you fucking... I'm going to point it out and call it what it is. Black mothers could give a fuck who you fucking if that nigga is somebody.
Right. Yep.
If he'll star the basketball team, she'll let you sleep over the house and fuck her daughter while she and try to fuck you after you get through her daughter.
So these black mothers don't go to church?
No, they oh no, no, they still go.
Oh wow, that's
something. Yeah.
You trying to bring rational and logic and black women in the same sentence, and you can't do that without the word is not.
I'm just wondering, doesn't the pastor tell you don't spread your legs or stuff like that? Or is that more money for him?
They be spreading their legs for him.
Yeah, the pastor is going to church.
The nigga that gets the most puss in the black community is the pastor.
He's putting the power of God in you. God's staff.
As much as everybody loves MLK, one of the biggest things they said he was doing was pounding people down.
Sure, I can see that. He's putting the power of God right in you. Now you can see.
Right, I'm going to sit out here, and I bet he had a good excuse, because I would have. My Coretta would have been like, Tommy, why you keep fucking these hoes? Like, look, I put my life on the line every day doing God's work. I need some relaxed time.
That's it.
This
holy
shit is
water.
Stressful. You know the only thing that calmed me down is new pussy. You know this, Coretta.
God told me. God told me.
Because I don't care what man dream. Is out there. New pussy is, will calm you down. It does. Now, it can fuck you up, but it calm you down.
Yeah.
See, new pussy that ain't better than the pussy you got at home is good for a man to have. You get to fuck her, but you want to go home. You long for what you have at home. What happens is what's fucked up is sometimes we'll get that pussy that make us say, like that nigga did on Harlem Nights, I don't want to come home no more. I'm done.
Yeah, but eventually it all turns to chicken.
No, exactly. But I've had that pussy that make you say, man, I'm leaving this bitch. I'm telling you, I said, fuck that. This bitch can kiss my ass. Fuck you. Why'd you say that to me, baby? I just needed to say this. It's some pussy to make you pay a motherfucker's bills, take care of another nigga's kid, all kinds of stupid shit. Look at the biggest example of that, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson had a beautiful wife, beautiful family. He got that damn Russian bitch, and whatever she put on his dick made him act a fool. That nigga left his wife, had a baby with that bitch, then tried to kill her and hoped she got raped by a pack of niggas. When did niggas start rolling in packs? I had don't. So there's a pack of wolves out there, some niggas right behind them. Niggas rolling.
It's funny, everything. It's funny everything derogatory they point to us.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, I'm just a Roman pack of niggas just rolled up and raped people.
Yeah.
In unison, like the Borg and shit. But you got to think about it as a parent. Now, last year, Mark, as a parent, you see the pitfalls and the downfalls, especially for black children out there. What are some of the things that you'd like to impart on the other parents like us that you think you've learned over the years of raising children? What do you think is some of the biggest or the most essential parts of being a parent in 2013?
To have two parents in the household. I think that's the biggest and most important thing. I really do.
I did a video and I haven't put it up, and it's called "The Destruction of the Black Parent, the Black Community, Single Parents." And I'm scared to put it up because I know motherfuckers are gonna get pissed off at me. But there's nothing but facts in the video.
Of course.
Think about it. We all know it is the thing that's hurting the black community, but because we're being led by the women, who know that they have power in being single mothers. They're championing this. Black women are being made a fool out of every day. Y'all remember that song by Beyonce where she said, "Pat your weed, girl. Pat your weed, girl." That's making fun of you. Do y'all not understand that that's making a caricature out of you?
Mm-hmm.
Pat your weed? Because you can't scratch your head, so you be sitting there. And I'm telling you, that is the most disgusting shit to see a woman sit there and beat her head.
That's embarrassing.
Yes. They're embarrassing. And she put it in a song. And she's letting, and again, people like, they don't, some people believe in the Illuminati, some people don't. The whole purpose of one of the things I know that they talk about the Illuminati does is that they do things to your face. They make fun of you to your face. They let you know that they're about to do some shit, then they do it. Well, Beyonce sits and make fun of black women by making all these songs about single ladies and girls run the world. Then she goes home and becomes a docile woman for her husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all don't understand that she's making a fool of you?
Yes.
She only has positive things to say about Jay-Z.
Exactly. Then she's now got a photo op out where she's being a hood chick, where she got goals in her mouth and dressed up like a hood chick.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't dress up like that when she go around with her president and the, you know, she when she go around to these white award shows, she don't do that. Black women don't understand that. She's telling you to act classless all the time, although yep. She doesn't do that. She's telling you to not want a man while she follows behind and like a lost puppy.
Yep. Single ladies.
Yep.
Single ladies.
So black women, don't y'all understand that this woman understands that? Here's what people know from black about black women. That you remember when I told y'all, I said a real woman knows to feed a man's ego?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that black women have become the black man, therefore you have to feed their ego?
That's right.
Damn.
I don't mean to get too deep, but I like to tie things together.
Yeah.
You have to feed a black woman's ego. Tell me I'm lying. Say something nice on their Facebook page. Even if it ain't true, it could be a bitch that's 900 pounds. Tell her how sexy she is.
You always have to bring sex into it as well.
Yep.
You can't say she's smart.
Nope.
Not
have you noticed that black men, every time they do a video, somebody sent me this video and this black guy was like, hey, I want you to see this video about this Oriental woman talking about why she loves black men. And then that black man, and she said, you know, black men got, well, let me say how she said it. Yo, black men, they got swag. They got swag. And they like chicken fried rice. They like swag. But she said nothing about how intelligent niggas were.
Mm-hmm.
Not one mm-hmm. word out of her mouth was how intelligent black men were. Whenever you see somebody talking about they love black women, it is never about how well they are mannered. It is never about how much they take care of the home, how well they take care of a man. It's all about she got a big ass and is a freak. Let me get this straight. Black men and black women have been whittled down to their sexual organs. And black women are trying to compete with the fact that the world thinks the black man got a big dick, so what has she run around and showed the world now?
Got a big ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Black women, y'all don't see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a manly trait to be sexual. That's a manly trait. That's why white women, they are sexualized, but they are sexual. Oh, excuse me, they are sexualized, but not sexual. Men are supposed to always want sex all the time, and white women pretend they don't. That's why they've had two categories of white women. They have whores that are just known for fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pay for them. Look at all the old westerns. In the old westerns, what do they always at one point in that movie go to? A whorehouse. Yep. They always had whores. Even in the Bible. Think about how many times they bring up whore and prostitute in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think that is? Even in the Bible's days, they believed in having whores who that was their specific job. Therefore, the men could keep their heads on what they needed to have their heads on, correct?
That's true.
You yep. pay a bitch, you go, you fuck her, you get that shit off your brain, now you go do your job. Because it's hard for a man to fuck when he want to catch a nut. It really is. The best time to catch a man and get him to do some dumb shit is when he ain't had no pussy in a while. A man that has not had no pussy in a minute, you can get him to do all kinds of crap. Either he ain't had no pussy or he ain't had no top-notch pussy. But women know this. If you dating a lame and you know you're a 10, you know that nigga ain't never been on a date with nobody like you. You can get that nigga to pay for everything.
Pretty woman could
do
whatever they want.
That's why some of y'all niggas done got up. Hell, that's why I done got up. Bitch knew I was a lame. This nigga's lame. Get this nigga to buy me a new transmission. I ain't even got no car. I done bought a bitch a transmission. She ain't even have no car. Just
pretty
bought a transmission. Here you go. I'll buy the rest of the car next week.
Pretty women don't have to do anything. They can tell you to do whatever they want to do. Their car can break down, just give you a call and go sit at home and just ask you when's the car coming back home.
You ever notice that pretty women ain't never had to move their house? Like a pretty woman move apartment, that bitch don't pick up shit but the phone.
Yep.
And she don't even ask you to help her move. You'll just call and she'll be like, well, what you doing today, baby? You know, shit, I'm just moving. I'm having to move all this stuff. She don't ask you. You volunteer.
Pretty ugly women know the power of pussy.
Yeah, ugly bitch, you'll either give her an excuse, or if she's ugly enough, you'll just tell her straight out, I ain't helping you.
Yep.
Well, you busy? No, I'm not doing shit. I'm just sitting up here watching TV, but I ain't helping your ugly ass. You ugly ass bitch. Why are you talking to me like that? Have you looked in your face, bitch?
Yeah, they be get back playing my mannequin shit.
You know what I'm saying? Get off the phone with you and get back and play mad. Them niggas about to log on. Get off my phone, bitch. A fine bitch will make you leave your wife to go help her move. Baby, I got to go pick up some shit at the Home Depot. I'll be back. Yeah. I tell men all the time, there's a certain power we don't have. I want every man out there that's got a wife or a girlfriend, walk outside with that bitch right now in your neighborhood and say, well, you yell out, I got some dick, who want it? She yell out, I got some pussy, who want it?
Yeah.
Call the police on your ass, they gonna sneak out and fuck her. While you in jail that night trying to explain to the police why you did what you did, half the neighborhood gonna be fucking your girl. And they gonna lie by telling their wife, I gotta go empty the trash. And then go out, you know, but I'm going to take it up the street. I'm going to take it to the dumpster. I'll be right back.
Yeah, black women don't realize men haven't changed. Men are the same as they've always been. Every man's the same. No matter where you go in the world, they're all the exact same. Between the age of 16 and 40, they're thinking one thing all the time.
That's
nonstop.
Why it's funny that black women think that they get a white man, they're going to stop getting it. White men invented cheating.
Yeah.
White men cheat on their taxes. They cheated the Mexicans. They cheated the Indians.
Wait, yeah.
You're right.
They cheat on everybody.
That's what they do. I heard a white dude say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Seriously. That's the first time I heard a white person say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So black folks, we too busy trying to play by the rules. And black women's up there and think, oh, I get me this white man. Yeah, he'll pay more bills than us because he got more opportunities. He also going to have more opportunities to cheat than us. White man be fucking his secretary, then he fire her if she don't fuck him enough to get another one. He fuck his babysitter. How many white men you know right now is fucking their babysitter? Almost all of them. The difference between a white woman and a black woman is the white woman understand that Brad gonna fuck around a little bit. That's just what he gonna do.
Yep.
Yep.
They give them the leeway. Black woman done gave her pussy out to 97 niggas before she met you and still gonna tell you, I don't see why you cheated on me. Bitch, your pussy got 2 football teams and a basketball team in it.
Yeah.
Got more pro athletes than Atlanta. You up there trying to get mad at me. White girl understand this pussy done been through some shit. That's why when the more kids white women get, they start to feel less than. Black women feel like they can compete with a 40-year-old black woman feels like she can compete with a 20-year-old black woman, even though the 40-year-old black woman can't have no kids and got 2 grown kids, and the 20-year-old has none. That 40-year-old will still say, we the same.
Hell no.
No.
I
say the 40 is the new 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm 37, and that shit ain't no new 17 at all.
It's sure
nothing. I sneezed one morning and had to lay down for 2 days because I done sprained my back. Fuck you sprain your back sneezing. In the middle of having sex, nigga, thighs cramped up and shit. I went from finna come to this bitch need to get up and get me some damn icy hot. Ain't nothing sexy about icy hot on a nigga with a hard dick. So I know I ain't no new 17, new 27. I ain't even a new 30. You now, can you imagine if you went to a car dealership and they sold you a car like that? What year is this? This is a 97, but you know 97 is the new 2007. Really? Imagine if you ask them what year it was and they told you that's personal.
Oh, wow.
What year is that car? It's personal. Why you ask? Oh, shit. You shallow. How many miles it's got on it, nigga? That's none of your business. What? But you still want me to buy it? Do black women not do that? Ask them how old they are. The bitch will tell you that's personal. Ask them how many people they fuck. They'll tell you that's personal. Then the bitch will ask you your last name, telephone number, address, where you work. Bitch, that's more personal than how many people been in your pussy. I can't Google the niggas that done fucked you and pull up your address. Say you fucked 10 people. Hold on, let me Google that. Yep, there it is, Mary Jane Smith. And then the women done got to the point where they doing your motherfucker. You drive and pick them up. Them bitches done wrote your damn tag number down and put you in CODIS and shit.
Damn.
Your baby mama named Brandy. She said she y'all got a court date next week. How the fuck you know that? Put your tag in the computer, bitch. And still fuck you after she know all that dumb ass shit about you. Just want to hold it over your head, but that's where this control comes from. So I'll ask the ladies before I bring in some more people to join us. Let me ask Sonya. Sonya, let's start with you, Sonya. Sonya, you have any children?
Yes, I do.
What are their genders and ages?
I have all girls. And
what
they
are the
all
ages?
Teenagers.
Oh, wow. What are you telling them? What are you telling them about being women? What if you were giving other parents some advice about dating or about raising girls, teenage girls, what would be some of that advice you give?
Well, talk to them. Like, for instance, I talk to my teenage daughters, all four of them, about sex. I've had this conversation, and I repeatedly have this conversation, and I'm not afraid to bring up topics.
How old is the oldest one?
My oldest daughter is actually, she's 20. So she's not even a teenager no more. 20.
Okay, are they nice looking ones or are they the ugly ones we've been talking about that you ain't really got to worry about talking to them?
Oh, no, they are nice looking, so that's why I'm talking to them.
Okay, would you like me to talk to the 20-year-old?
Actually, she's sweet. And you can't talk to her. Hell no.
I'm like my grandma. I can show you, but like, dang.
Hey, I've talked to my girls about it. I didn't talk to my girls about dating guys, about the type of guys they should be dating.
What are some of the questions they ask you? What are some of the questions the typical teenagers you have? What do they ask you when it comes along the line of sex and dating?
Or most of the time, they ask me about boys' behavior because you have a lot of boys now who feel as though they can just reach out and touch you. So I'm dealing with a lot of that right now. Where boys that feel as though they can touch her, inappropriately touch her, or saying certain things that he shouldn't be saying to her.
How do you feel? Well, how do you feel about, we've talked about, myself, Mark, and everybody that's been on the show, we've talked about the lack of masculinity in black men, the lack of leadership in black men. How do you convey that to your young children, knowing that they're going to have to date this byproduct of men?
And, well, right now, it's a little difficult because I've been to school several times to speak to parents, and every time I go to a school to speak to a parent, it's only the mother showing up.
Yep.
And I'm usually going to school to speak to a parent about her son's behavior with my daughter. And it's only the mother shows up. And I'm like, well, the father at, because I will have my ex-husband come to the school, too. We may not get along, but I will have him come to the school and so to have a conversation with this parent, because, I mean, I had one boy actually grab my daughter's behind in school and, like, pulled her close to him, and my daughter, he punched him in the face because he touched her. Now, I was upset that he hit him, but I understood why she hit him because he had no business touching her. So we went to the school, and we spoke to the principal, and the mother showed up, and the mother got there, and you know what the mother did? She wanted to fight me.
That's what bothers me.
Yes.
I was talking to another parent when it was at my my daughter's birthday party, and I talked about how it's very difficult to approach the other parents. It used to be something where if the kids was doing stupid, you could always go talk to the other parent. And it would make them act right.
Yeah.
Now, if you go talk to their parent, they know their parent's going to back them up.
Uh-huh. She wanted to fight me because my daughter punched her son. I said, well, do you realize that your son basically sexually assaulted my child?
Amen.
He touched her.
Yes.
And my youngest daughter happened to be autistic. So, and she's right now she's in seventh grade. She's autistic. The boy who touched her happens to be 14 years old. He's 2 years. I mean, he should be in high school right now. So he touched her. She punched him in the face because she don't like to be touched. Number one, she don't like to touch. So he crossed her boundaries. So the parent was informed wanting to fight me because her son touched my daughter. My daughter punched him in the face. So when me and the principal was explained to her, and my husband was like, well, where's your husband? I would like to speak to your husband. He don't have no father. And that's my little man, and nobody put their hands on my little man. So right now, I'm dealing with a lot of that, where mothers are treating their sons like that's their man in their house.
You're not the one that's going to have to deal with it. Your daughters are going to be the one that have to wade through those guys. What are you telling them as far as when it comes to that? Because I do believe that you as a woman, you owe it to your daughters, especially the things that you didn't have or you didn't get or the things that you know. You owe it to them to warn them.
Yeah, so I tell them everything. Like, for instance, when you meet a boy and you like the boy, bring him home, let me meet the boy. That's important because a lot of things I will see you won't even see. Because I can tell them whatever, but they still won't see it. I mean, it's a certain way. I just believe there's a certain way a boy should talk to a girl. If he come up and approach you and talk to you like you one of his boys, or he just talking to you like he's crazy, like saying sexual things to you, you don't even talk to the boy. If he approach you and say, yo, Ma, you're going to let me hit. Don't even talk to the boy. You walk away because his boy says actually saying these type of things to my daughter. If he's walking out with his pants pulled down, you don't even bother to talk to him. If his pants is under his ass, you don't talk to him. If his jeans is tighter than your jeans, leave it alone.
Now don't you get pushback? Don't you get pushback from the kids where they will say, well, you don't understand, we dress like that today. You don't understand, this is what they do today. I mean, how do you get past that part of it when they give you the pushback of saying you don't understand?
For my oldest, I used to get that pushback when she was about 16, 17. I used to get that kind of pushback. But now that she got a little bit older, she's actually listening more. In the beginning, it was a little difficult with the older two. It was a little bit more difficult, but it's like, well, that's how everybody's dressing. And so now that they're older and they're out of school, they see that it's guys that's not dressing like that. It's guys that actually dress decently. They're not walking around with their pants almost on their knees with dirty underwear and not know how to speak.
Got it. Well, let's bring some more parents to come in and join us. I want to ask Nikita first. Nikita, do you have any children?
Yes, I have one daughter.
How old?
She's four.
What have you learned so far in raising? Are you raising her alone? Are you married? What's the story?
No, I'm not married, and yes, I am. Her father is a part of her life, but, I mean, she lives with me. The one thing I've learned is to don't have kids unless you're married.
Right.
Because it is very important to have two parents in the household.
So how are you going to teach them to your when you're 4 year old? Or is that something you're going to tell your 4 year old when it gets time?
Oh, most definitely.
Give me an idea. Let me be the 4-year-old, but now I'm 14, and I'm out here, and I'm looking to suck a couple dicks and whatnot because everybody else doing it. Give me the talk that you're going to have with me about sex and becoming a young parent.
Oh, God, that's hard. I got a lot more preparing to do.
See, that's why I'm giving you practice. See, the best thing about it is she's 4, and you can practice with an adult like me for 10 years.
Well,
now, if you know it's going to be hard today, that means you got 10 years of practice. We have no excuse. I like my daughter. I hate it. She's 7. I got 7 more years of practice, and the way that they're doing it now, I might only have 4.
3.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have seven. You have about 3.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. But what I had is I've already had 7 years prior because I knew what was going to happen. If you don't have kids and think they're going to grow up, you don't need to have kids.
Yeah.
The girls are tough, Tommy. I'll tell you that now. They're really tough.
You have to how to respect their bodies. And I think there's a lot of parents who don't teach their daughters how to respect their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really need to respect your body. That's the most important thing. Your body, your health is the most important thing.
But y'all know what we forgot to do in the black community as well? Teach the boys that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Boys think that it is just okay to go giving their body away to anybody just because they're a boy. And you need to value your body too, because just like these little girls can get pregnant and they can catch AIDS, you can do the same thing. And you even if you take out catching diseases and having babies, you should still respect your body and have standards.
And the problem is with especially us in the black community, is we allow the boys to just be
boys.
Yeah. Good old boys club. We just allow the boys to just be boys. They're just being boys. Fuck that.
You can't raise a boy as a female. You know, once he hits 15, 16, he's taller than you, bigger than you. I mean, you could hit him with a baseball bat. It's not going to stop him from doing what he wants to do. The only thing that keeps a boy in line is the same thing that keeps a grown man in line. And basically, it boils down to fear. In other words, I see a 6'5" guy, 400 pounds, I'm not going to curse him out. I see a guy shorter than me, I might. So as a father, having a boy that's 15, 16, like I said, my son didn't go to school when I went on vacation. When I came back, as soon as I stepped out of the bedroom, he jumped out of the bed. I didn't hit him. I wasn't going to hit him. But he has the fear that I might hit him. That keeps him occupied, keeps him moving forward. Otherwise, that's my wife. He doesn't care.
But Mark, do you think that's where we as black men have lost our way when it comes to black women, is that white men took the fear out of black men from black women?
Yes. You're right. Yes. Yeah. Well,
they don't fear
us
anymore.
You mean as far as black women not fearing black men, you mean? Or is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, because white women fear white men.
No, well, black women are men. That's the difference. They are men. That's why the guy on the bus, that's why the girl grabbed the guy on the bus, spit on him. If Tommy, if I was on the bus and I was 260, Mike Tyson, and you were on the bus and you were 140, would you grab him by the throat?
No.
Would you spit on me? And if
no,
I hit
that's
you,
why,
everybody
why,
would
right.
say you're crazy.
That's why, but that's why I was saying black women have a backing. Meaning, mm-hmm. she knows, even if I can slap shit out this man, beat crap out this man, if he retaliates, I'm going to call my white daddy.
Yeah. You're right.
Why do you think most black women will call a black man a punk and slap him and hit him and push him?
Yeah.
Because she knows she's got him out.
Yep.
If he retaliates.
But if I slap and push, I tell people all the time, if I walked up and punched Shaq and Shaq beat my ass, nobody would feel bad for me. They would say you shouldn't hit him.
That's right. You were crazy.
Yep.
But a lot of black women don't know what it is to be a lady or feminine at all. They've never seen.
So that's why
one.
I'm asking you guys as parents, what are you doing to change that?
The most important thing about black women is they don't know men. Otherwise, they would know to act like a lady. They don't know men. If they knew men, they wouldn't spread their legs all the time. Because men are
always submissive.
I'm going to take a little deeper than that than you. I think they do know men, but I think the one man that they know most is their white dad, and their white daddy has taught them how to beat the male or the man want and need to lead. The white man is the best at beating that out of the black man. Who did he teach to do some thing? So they know who we are. They just spend time beating it out of us. Why do you think that black women don't even let their sons be expressive when they're little? They teach them to be robots that listen to the voice of a woman. Therefore, when we grow up, we be 30, 40, 50-year-old men, and a woman can get us to shut up. But if a man says something to us, we want to fight his ass. White men respect the words of other white men, not no fucking woman. Why do you think white men go to other men to see if a man think his... A white man goes to another man to see what a man thinks about his new wife or his new girlfriend or his new car. The first, when a white man buys a Jaguar, the first people he take it to go see is his homeboys. When a black man buys a car, the first thing he do is go pick a bitch up. Black man get a house, first thing he do is invite some woman over.
White guys buy a car because they like it. They get into it. They start fixing up, souping it up. They go to clubs where they meet other men and point their cars out. Black men don't do that. They get restricted to pick up women.
Whatever white dude does, he want to make sure some other guys like it. He looks for the approval of guys. Black men, we don't even look for the approval of other men because we've been taught that the only approval that matters is that of a woman. So what are you guys are going to be able to do as parents when it comes to either the ones who are raising boys or the ones who are raising girls, especially if we're raising them in situations like myself? I'm raising a little girl.
I'll tell you now, Tommy, it's hard with a girl. It's very difficult. It's really difficult to do with a girl. No question there. Boys are easy in a sense because of that fear issue. But girls are very difficult to deal with because you're even if you were in a double parent relationship, a mother, father, your girl's going to go to school, and every girl in the school is raised by a single parent. So she's going to see everything that she can do, that those other girls can do, that she can't do at home. Like she can't bring a boy home. She can't go sneak out and go to a boy's house because she's always got to worry about her dad. But she's going to see these other girls doing this and being allowed to do it and no one stopping them, and then see the same boys. So it's very difficult if your kid's in a school and you have a lot of black kids in the school with her. In my opinion, my kids went to a school, 95% of it's white. And I did it deliberately because I went to a school that was 95% black, and I know what happened in that school.
True.
And I was raised by a single parent. Everybody around me was raised by a single parent. You know, people were having sex at 13, 12.
My thoughts was the same as yours. Let's bring in Teresa to join us and Will to join us right quick, and then I'm gonna bring in Lisa. I haven't talked to Lisa in a while, but I'm gonna bring in these two to join us and get their perspective on it. Teresa, did you hear what Mark said? Tessa.
Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. I added some letters and shit to your name. My bad.
Everyone messes my name up. It's okay.
I'm really sorry for that. But Tessa, you heard what Mark said. What do you think about that? He said it's very difficult as a man to raise a woman in the black community today, because even if you do have, if she does have you in her life, she's going to be surrounded by so many others who don't, that listening to you is going to be almost like a chore.
Well, I'm actually from the white spectrum of things, so
Well, talk about raising kids then. Help us out. You know what you have to do. Do you have any children?
I do. I have a little boy. He's almost 6.
Is he a white child, a mixed child? What's the story?
He's a mixed child.
Okay, are you with his father?
No, I'm not. No, I chose to leave.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. As a parent of a mixed child, what would you give, what kind of information would you give to other parents who are raising a mixed child as far as, because how old is your son?
He's almost 6.
Okay. What information would you like to get from other parents raising mixed kids, and what would you like to give to them as far as being a parent?
Oh, jeez. I guess I'm more experienced with things, but as far as being a parent, like, you always have to keep up your rules, you know, and I guess continue to instill them in your children. You don't want them, you know, they're going to stray. They're going to have influences outside the home.
Yeah,
but you just have to, you know, you just have to be strong in what you believe in your home, and I guess just stay on that path.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this question, and ladies and gentlemen, this is, I called her Teresa, but it ain't Teresa, it's Tessa. Now, Tessa, I got to ask you this question because it's a curious question. How are you raising your son? I heard Barack Obama's mother said that she told him, you are going to be a black boy and you're going to grow up to be a black man. She completely took herself out. How do you raise your child? What is that you, how do you tell him to identify?
My son knows that he knows, he says, I have a black dad and my mom is white. So he knows that he is both. So I guess I've always just felt that, you know, I don't want to exclude myself because he's part of me and I'm part of him. You know, so I had part in his creation, so I don't want to be forgotten.
I've always found that weird, though. Don't you find that weird when other white women will look at their child and say it's black, and it'll be like they just cut themselves out?
Yeah, I do. I don't understand it because they're not just, they're both. So they have the, I don't know, they have the best of both worlds, honestly. I mean, I guess that's how I feel.
But what other white people don't see
them
as both? I was going to say, other white people don't see him as both. They see him as black. In other words, black people see him as black, and other white people see him as black too. But you see him as mixed.
Yeah.
I think I'd tell him both.
I don't understand. I guess they just use the stereotype of things. They don't, I don't know, like they're not.
Well, it's because whites don't want to embrace mixed kids, and blacks want to embrace mixed kids. So basically, that's where they got to go.
Yeah.
No, I agree there. I understand that. Yeah.
See, you're right because when I first had gotten pregnant, I remember my father telling me that no one was going to accept my son, and I said, well, I am. I'm going to. So really, the only person that matters right now is me. So.
Good answer, girl. Good answer.
You know. Yeah.
No, because actually, I mean, I know you laugh, and I know that's more nervous laughter, but when I say good answer is because that's a hard thing to do. People don't understand how strong and how pervasive peer pressure can be in a community.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand. We minimalize it and make it seem, oh, it's just something you can get over. And peer pressure isn't just for teenagers, motherfuckers, for everybody that's out there. Peer pressure is on 70- and 80-year-old people. It's 80-year-old motherfuckers right now in a damn nursing home that's got peer pressure from another motherfucker that can walk, and they ain't rolling, and they trying to get them, stand up.
Hey, I know all about that. I'm a CNA, so that is true. Yeah.
But, you know, the funny thing is that you were saying your father's white, right? I'm assuming.
Yes.
See, that's the funny thing about – that's what a lot of people in the black community miss. See, your dad went and told you your child's going to have a hard time fitting in. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
that's the thing
he
about...
But
that's the thing about men.
With me. Yeah.
No problem. That's the thing about men. They will actually tell you what's on their mind.
I know.
Even if you don't like it or don't want to hear it. So a lot of black kids, for example, they don't have... You know, if my daughter were to come home, I wouldn't say I would say that to her. But if I felt that, I would tell her that. I wouldn't hide it. If she came home and her boyfriend was white and they had a baby, if I felt it was going to be a problem, my wife would say, don't say nothing, the kid's fine. I'm going to tell her, no, I think there's going to be a problem with that kid. I don't care if she likes hearing it or doesn't like hearing it. And my wife might say I'm mean or other people might say that's cruel. I don't care.
No.
I don't care
honest.
What they think.
You're
I'm
being
saying
honest.
What I
and
believe,
honesty,
period.
Yes, yeah, it's just being honest, and honesty is very valued. Like, I mean, you can't go wrong with it.
So you respect it? Because I believe he was saying it to you out of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right.
I do too. No, I said that. I don't think he meant it to be hateful. He just was concerned about me because I was young. You know, he knew I was going to struggle. Because
I'm pretty sure he's a good granddad to your son right now, isn't he?
Oh, yes. My son loves him. Yes, they're buddies.
I've seen the most racist white dudes, and I'm just going to be honest. I've seen the most racist white dudes. I saw this one dude told this girl he would disown her and kick her out.
That's
3 years later, he had the little boy on his shoulders and shit and running around the mall. And I was like, that man, I remember that white man cussed all the niggas out in the neighborhood, called us all niggas. But what he was doing was trying to protect his jewel, which was his daughter.
That's right. That's
Most
what I'm
black
telling you,
women
Tommy,
have
it's
never
hard.
Had that happen.
That's what I'm telling you, Tommy. It's hard. I'm telling you. I've done that. My daughter's 18. It's hard.
Yes, girls are hard. We have.
Tell them me.
Mm. I mean, Do me a favor. You can help me out right here, and then I'm going to ask the other girls, too. But I want to ask you, Tessa, right now. Give us the men some of the things we should look out for, because you said you had your child as a young girl. Now, see if you can be as honest as we men say that we are. Let us know what are the pitfalls of raising a daughter, some shit that we need to – some signs I need to look for.
Who's that, me or
–
Tessa, because she's a woman. She said she was young. She had a child young. Mm-hmm. So women can – if they want to be as honest as men, because like you said, her father did. Her father was honest. Men mm-hmm. were usually brutally honest. I'm going to tell my daughter, that nigga ain't shit. He just like your daddy.
Yep.
So this is your time, Tessa, to tell us this crack ain't shit, just like your mama. Give us the pitfall, seriously, of raising a daughter, what us as men, what we can look for.
What to look for? Well, girls need more attention, for one. I guess you mean like when they're teenagers?
Yeah, like what made you stray out to – you had a child at a young age. You had it by a guy. Apparently he wasn't that good of a guy. What made you do that, though?
Well, when I was younger, I guess my parents didn't show me a lot of trust. They just, like, mistrusted me for no reason. So it made me kind of like it broke. I guess trust is really important among a parent. You always need to talk to them. Keep talking to them. You know, keep active in their social life, things like that. You want to – you know, I mean, you don't want to break their privacy either, because that also, girls are really sensitive about privacy, but you just want to make sure that you build just a mutual conversation. You want to keep the conversation.
So do you think you, in a way, rebelled against that you thought they were being kind of too hands-on, or they just weren't giving you freedom?
They didn't give me the advice I needed, and I was kind of shy. To begin with, so like I was, you know, closed off about things, and my mom really didn't talk to me, so it let me be confused, and I had to like, I guess, figure things out on my own, and that was kind of hard to do. So I just think it's really important to keep conversation open with the children.
Parents change fathers, mothers tend to not want to tell their daughters certain things, especially when it comes to sex. They want to hide it. So when you find the fucking daughter, you send her out to a world that is sexualized. So she has to learn this on her own. I know I did, and I was only child, so I just had my dad. My mom passed away sometime after I was born. So they didn't want to tell me, so therefore I had to find it out on my own. That's a problem. Yeah. Your child has to find it out on their own. They learn by mistake. Everything they learn.
You don't understand that this is why I think you need at least, and not saying at most, I'm saying at least, two active parents in every child's life. Because I love what you both just said. You said that y'all had fathers that loved y'all, but they still wanted to treat y'all like little girls. They didn't want y'all to grow up.
Yeah.
And it makes
so they
want
to talk to y'all like teenagers. Y'all 13, they still talking to you like you're 7.
Yeah, because I was still going to accept it. I'm a grown woman with a grown child, and I'm the only child, so he still has issues with it. And I'm wrong. So men, especially men, tend to treat their daughters like daughters. They don't want her to ever do anything. They don't realize that she's going to eventually grow up. These things are going to happen. You have to teach it to her.
That's the hardest part as a man. That's the hardest part is recognizing she's growing up. And that's, you start thinking, I know myself, I started thinking about, you know, what boys are going to do. And the more I thought about that, the more crazier I got.
You're right.
The more upset I got, the more angry I got. Because just like Tommy showed in the video, a boy peeing on her face, I'd have killed the kid. I would have no question about
same
it.
Same me.
When I'd be in prison today. I would have killed him for sure. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I agree. I would want to kill someone.
And I have a bad temper, so I have to watch those type of things.
See, that was my dad. He didn't want me to leave my house. See, my dad and my mother got married when they was like 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
So they were married. So after she had me, she got sick, and I went to live with my grandmother for a few years until she passed away. And then my father came to live with me and my grandmother. So being that he lost my mom, all he had was me. So therefore, it was like he was just, he didn't want me to do nothing. He went to work. I went to school. I said, he didn't want me to do nothing. I barely could have friends. So when I got to the high school age, it was like, oh my God, I didn't even know, I couldn't handle the pressure, I put it that way. I could not handle the pressure because I was never taught this. I had to learn on my own.
Sure.
Y'all don't understand how valuable this conversation is starting to get, especially with what y'all just said.
That's why I said I talk to my girls about sex. They know everything that I didn't know, they know.
You got to tell them about men. I talk to my daughter about how boys think. In other words, if a boy's driving you home from school, he's not driving you home because he likes you, not driving you home because it's doing you a favor. Only one thing. Everything a boy does is for one thing and one thing only. And you can't pick out one thing they're doing it for another reason, unless they're gay.
But how? But that's why I was asking the women, though, Mark. The question
fair.
How can we sell that to a 13-year-old who believes we just trying to keep... Because I remember when I was 13, I just knew my mama was trying to keep me away from white pussy. So the more she said, don't sleep with white chicks, the more I slept with.
Yep.
That's why the things I did, what I did when I was young, it's because my parents told me not to. And the more they said, I was like, okay, well, you just have the urge to do it even more.
You probably told me that y'all trying to keep me away from this black dick because it's good. I'm going to go get it.
Yeah. I mean, think you not to hide it from them because I don't want to hide it. Eventually, they're going to do something. You got to let them know what's going to happen when they do it. If this happens, this happens. I tell my child, look, I was a young mother, and it was difficult. I had to do this. I had to do this. I had to do this. At one point, I was going to work and going to school and still trying to take care of you. And had my own apartment. Do you know how difficult all that is? Do you want to do that? Because if you have a child, it's up to your responsibility to take care of the child. I don't care what the father does, it's your responsibility. And if you're going to have one, be married. Make sure you make some money and be married.
That's right.
Have your own before you go have a child because, number one, you can't bring one into my house.
All right.
What do you ladies think about this? Not being so hard on the issue of sex, but being more stern on the issue of protection.
That's
definitely.
That's not going to happen though. You're not going to be 14 and a boy that's 16 trying to have sex with you, and you're going to convince him to wear a condom in the heat of the moment. It's not going to work.
No. What I'm saying though is, if you can teach your girls, like I've seen kids who they know they're not supposed to sneak people into the house, but they'll sneak people in the house. But if you sit on the couch you ain't supposed to sit on, he'll be like, get off that couch.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't supposed to sit on that couch. I think if we start thinking that way, because even us, we do things against certain things. Like there are men who cheat on their wife, but they won't fuck the side chick without a condom because they just have this respect of that there's something they're not going to do because they don't want to ruin. And what I mean by that is I told a woman who was in my counseling, she was talking about her kids, and I said sometimes as parents we have to be like FEMA. We have to not only have to be there sometimes to pick up our teenagers' pieces because we know that we fucked up when we were teen, but we got to teach them the best way to mitigate a lot of problems they're going to run into.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I teach my kids that, Tommy. What I told my son, for example, I told him, you're going to be in school and you're going to have friends that are going to smoke weed. And they're going to sit there in front of you and smoke weed. And I told him exactly what happens. I said, there's no peer pressure like you see on the commercials. The peer pressure comes in when you're standing there, you've never done it, and the person hands it to you. If you say no right then and there, he'll just say you don't smoke weed. He's not going to say, no, try it, and try to stick it in your mouth. He's going to hand it. And then I said, just use your dad. Just say, no, I can't do it. You know, my dad's an asshole. He'll kill me. Just use me as the excuse. Just call me the asshole. And just tell your friends, your dad's an asshole. And if you need me and you have a problem, I'll come down and meet you there. And I'll make a whole big stink, kick up a storm, throw sand at everybody, curse everybody out, and grab you and throw you in the car. This way, they
know. But haven't you noticed another thing, Mark, though? That's where being an active parent can save your children.
That's right.
If they know your dad in the military, if they know your dad is always around, they won't even ask you to come to parties and sometimes. They won't even ask you to do certain things because they know you're going to fuck up their high.
That's right. And my kids know they can't get away with it because their dad's always there. So when they come in the house, I'm standing beside them. You can't come in my house from a party and go to your room. You got to come to my house, talk to me, have a conversation. I don't force you to. You just know if you step on those stairs, you're going to be forced to. So I make you make the choice. You come in, you talk to me, Dad, I'm getting a bite to eat, walk in the kitchen, sit down, turn the TV on for a second. So you make me feel comfortable. If I'm not feeling comfortable, you're going to know it.
How about this? I'm going to say this to y'all. I, you can talk on it. I want you to talk on it, and then everybody else can jump in, and we're going to bring in some more people, too. But I'm going to throw this out there. I think something that's lost that we need to bring back, something as simple as you sit down and you force your kids, the older they get, to sit down and have dinner with everyone.
I was just going to say
that. Go ahead.
I agree. I was just going to say that similar thing about having supper together. And also, like, a dad is so important. Like, I just, you know, I loved my dad because he was my protector. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just have, like, just a more stern energy about them and, you know.
Well, you know, the funny thing, Tommy, like with a girl, right? This is the funny thing about men. This is where we make our mistakes. See, when you were young, Tommy, the first love you had was your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get older, so the age you are now, if I walked down the street, saw you with your mom and punched her in the face, you'd be ready to kill me for it.
Right.
But when you have a daughter, you don't want your daughter's first love being you. You have to have your daughter's first love being you. Because if she looks at you with respect, you're the one that tells her, don't have that kid, it's going to be mixed. If you're that person, that's who she wants, a person that's going to be a man and say something, a person that's going to be a man and face the wind and protect her. I'm not talking about physically in a fist fight protect her, but protect her. That's what
but
she's going to want.
Her
first love's going to be you.
Right. Even if you think about Tessa. Tessa respects her father, even though at
sure.
the time when the things were being said, she didn't like him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And now she respects him.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you to your 20s to start understanding that. You can't understand at 15. But, Tommy, I was going to say
don't y'all understand that kids in their teenage years are the equivalent of new tightrope walkers who are doing it without a fucking net?
Yeah.
That's right.
And they don't care at all. They think they're invincible.
Most kids don't thrive in their teens. They just survive them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give them the tools to know how to do it, to handle
exactly.
the problem. Otherwise,
exactly.
they're going to have a problem. But your daughter,
that's
Tommy,
my point to every parent. It is your job to make sure they have these tools because you know they're going to encounter them. I don't know how old people are, but there used to be this video game, Mario Brothers. Not Mario Brothers, but Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
The Legend of Zelda used to have to pick up this shit and you never knew what it was for. But then you get to a damn door and, oh, shit, that's what that key's for. But you would pick up shit and didn't know what it was for. That's how you have to teach your damn children sometimes. Even though they don't get it, give it to them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to do it again,
life
would
make you say, oh, shit, that's why I needed that. Most children, most of us, myself included, got to a point. Whose baby is that?
Yeah, he had a bad dream.
Okay, that's okay. But I was saying, he sounds so cute. But most of us, including myself most of all, walked into a lot of situations unarmed, walked into a lot of hostile environments where other people had machetes, hand grenades, guns, and whatever, and I was unarmed. And I'm talking about mentally. They had the street wise and all, whatever it is they had. The girls had stuff. And I had none of it because I was ill-equipped because no one sat down and said, one day, son, you're going to need this. One day, son. You might not know what I'm talking about now, but it's going to be a day in which everything I'm saying is going to make perfect sense to you. This is why I'm saying it to you, because if I would not say this to you today, I would be less than a father or less than a mother if I don't tell you this now.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
But Tommy, I'd say one thing. You know, if you have a kid, you should put the kid in some type of musical class. And this way, when they get older, especially a girl, when they get older and they're 13, 14, they have something to do. You have to bring the music class on Tuesday and Thursday. They got to get the homework done Monday and Wednesday. And, you know, this way it's a routine. Otherwise, you know, they don't have nothing to do.
Most kids, especially black kids, don't have a routine. If you notice that most
that's right.
younger, I mean, because if both parents live in the house, that's why I said at least two parents. And people don't understand when I say at least. You need a bunch of uncles and shit like that. You need neighbors. You need people who can help with this routine.
Yeah.
My daughter has several routines. She knows there's certain shit she has to do.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's right.
Being a child is a job just like an adult.
That's right.
Yeah.
Keep them occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, boredom starts.
When they say idle minds the devil's playground, it is true.
I always say boredom breeds babies.
Right. The less puss I get, the more chance I'm a cheat. That's how it works. I get fucked real good. I go to sleep. I ain't going to the club tonight. I'm tired. Let me go out there with a loaded dick and see what happens.
And another thing, never let something slip by. If a kid does something wrong once, don't let it slip. Always deal with it right then and there. Never give them a chance. I mean, they're following the yellow path. They're always going to try to stray. Always be the brick wall. So every time they bounce off the path, you're bouncing them back on it. There's never a chance to slip off it.
And I want you guys to understand this one thing that all your children need to learn before anything. See, I think we make the biggest mistake with our children in 2012 going forward and what we've done over the past 20 years. Is we've taught our kids emotion, which are not logical, and they're not you can explain.
That's right.
But we won't teach our kids logic, which is the one thing that will get them through life if they could just have logic.
Mm-hmm.
Most kids don't have the ability to reason.
Yeah.
We taught kids that if they fall out and cry, we'll give them something. We've taught kids that if we put them in front of the Xbox all day, our mama will leave us alone because she'll be downstairs and I'll be upstairs. So do you know what they understand by the time they get 14, 15? Girl, I can sneak you in the house and my mother will never come up here because she used to me going to this damn room for hours.
That's right.
That's how I stuck a girl in the house. We had a routine of absentee from being with each other. We didn't eat dinner anymore. We didn't sit in the living room and watch movies anymore. We didn't do anything because I'm a teenager and you just wanted me to leave you alone, so you gave me something and let me go in the room.
Yeah.
You gotta remember all the wild stuff you did as a kid. I mean, I remember all the wild stuff, so that's why it's difficult for my kids to move around because I did everything wrong. I mean, everything. There was nothing you could name that I wasn't doing bad. So it's very difficult for my kids to move around because no matter what, they can go in the room. I already know to check to see if you have clothes on the bed. Where are your shoes at? Where'd you put your coat? Where's your bag? You know, the whole nine yards. So you can't go in the bed. You can't move your shoes away. So everything has to be seen by me because I know all the tricks. I knew to climb out the window. So I knew that you shouldn't have handles on your window. And if the handle's missing from my closet, where's the handle at? Where's the shoes at now? So I keep 7 or 8 things that I'm always doing so that if one thing's out of place, something's wrong. And I always tell
simple
my
things,
kids.
Simple things we don't do as parents, though. We don't check our kids' book bag. That book bag should leave in the morning. You know what it left with, and when it come back,
that's
you should know what the fuck is in it.
Yeah, how can someone not check their children's book bag, though?
When they train elephants, they put a rope around their foot, and they spike it in the ground, and the elephant pulls its foot. By the time it gets old, they keep the rope there, but they don't put the spike in because they can pull the spike out. But because the rope's on its foot, it always thinks they can pull it. Mm-hmm. So if you check the book bag when they're young, when they're 15, you don't have to check it because they always think you're going to check the bag.
Exactly.
You want them thinking. You don't want to tell them. You want them thinking, using their brain, not to trick you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But thinking logically.
Yes, and you have to raise your children like they're going to be active citizens in the society we live in because you can't just expect them to let them run wild all they want when they're young and then grow up and all of a sudden you want to stop all these rules on them. You can't do that. You have to get them when they're young, baby up. You can't just
y'all are making me happy right now. Listen to me. Y'all are making me happy right now.
Yeah, go to school.
This stuff we're giving people, and not only, hell, listening is helping me because, like I said, I have a 7-year-old. And the one thing I want to do is listen to other parents and other people because there's no right or wrong way to do it. I think this right here is like a la carte, and everybody's rolling out their cart with their different thing on it. And we should be able to look from it and want to pick and choose from things that we could use in our own household.
Yeah.
You got to be on the school too, Tom. You can't leave the school alone. You have to be on the school. My school knows anything goes wrong. I'm only 5 minutes away from the school. I could walk to the school in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I tell them, even if they miss class once, if they miss a second time and I'm being told, I go right to the principal and say, you're supposed to call me the first time. And my principal has my number in the Rolodex, has it in there to call me. I'm supposed to be notified. My kids haven't missed, other than when I was on vacation, hasn't missed 5 days combined of school, period. Mm-hmm. Haven't missed it.
Think about it this way. When those schools know that you're always going to be there, when they know that you always show up, like I show up just to read in my daughter's class,
mm-hmm.
that bitch knows not to fuck with my daughter.
That's right.
Say whatever
There's
y'all
so
want,
many...
seriously. There's
no,
so
you're
many
right.
teachers
that's
fucking
cool.
with your children, and you don't know it. Because these teachers, half
that's
of them,
right.
are barely older than your kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
They saying, you
yeah,
know your I son fucking cool. your teacher, one of the teachers got your daughter sucking the dick, because you don't never show up.
That's right.
Exactly. You need to act in the school. That's who's educating your children. You have to. You can't fuck that. I don't trust people
at all,
I guess. I always
want to
be involved.
But that's one thing. The school should know who you are. When you walk through the school, should know who, without you even, the school know, without me even introducing myself, they already know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Miss such and such. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you here?
Yeah, nobody school knows me.
Yeah. They know who I am when I walk through the door. Even the new people know who I am. I was in school upset. I didn't even know who the person's name was. They was like, oh, good morning. Aren't you Brittany's mom? Yeah, who are you? Oh, I'm new. I just started at the school. You know me? Like, how the hell you know me? They just started.
I even invited my daughter's teachers to her birthday party. Y'all coming? I mean, because I know y'all. Because I know y'all address.
I know
y'all. Y'all know me. We all right. So anything my daughter come tell me, y'all got to understand, I know my daughter to the point of if you tell me she did this, I know that's what my daughter would do. If you tell me she did this, I know my daughter wouldn't do that. There are a lot of people going to school arguing, I know Jamarquise wouldn't do that, and you know Jamarquise robbed your ass.
No, there's a lot of parents going to school trying to fight the school. I've seen this. They're at the school trying to fight.
Yeah. Let me bring in two more people to join us. Let me bring in two more people to join us before we get to the next break. Let me bring in Alexa and RC. What up, people?
Hey, what's
good
up,
morning,
Tommy?
Good afternoon, Tommy. Good morning, Tommy.
I'm doing well. We got two more parents. You guys both are parents, yes?
Yes.
Let me ask RC, what do you think about the information that we've been given so far, and what do you want to add from the perspective of a father to a son?
Well, I got a son and I got twin girls.
Oh, Lord, you gotta know. You like Jenna Jameson. You get it from both ends.
Yeah, I got my little tribe here, you know. I said, but it's all good. I finished my job as a single dad, you know, which a lot of people, you know, always ask stupid questions. Well, what did you do wrong? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I ain't do shit wrong. What I did is I continue to be a parent to my children. Whether the mother was there or not, you know what I'm saying? But society also dictates to our kids, okay? That's the biggest problem we got, that we allow the school system, politicians, and other crazy motherfuckers in our society to try to dictate to how we raise our children. And common sense is common sense, okay? In New York City, they tried everything to instill some type of shit to try to get these kids something to do. Now, let me throw you this real quick. How the hell do you open up a school to 1 o'clock in the morning to get the kids off the street to go play basketball, okay? And they say they call this keeping the kids off the street. Now, at 1 o'clock, they're going home. They go on to bed, they wake up tired as shit, they didn't do their homework and this and that. And these are the so-called fucking experts in our society. These are the educated people. You know what I'm saying? Over the years, they have tried to just manipulate and fucked up the way, you know, grown-ups, and especially in the minority community, how they, you know, raise their kids.
You know, their biggest aim is to fuck up the way that you process information.
Thank you. And all this does is really, like, you know, if a kid goes to school tired, he ain't learning shit.
Nope.
If a parent ain't making sure he does his homework or she does her homework, she ain't learning, he ain't learning shit.
Nope.
Okay? What really pisses me off is other people always question, well, how did, you know, I heard your child did this and I heard your child got that. And, you know, and you look at them and, you know how hard it is to look at another adult and they got kids and they're worrying about how you raised yours. You know, it's really irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes the jealousy. Then they come out with some off the wall shit. Oh, you know, his kids think they better than our kids and this and that. It ain't about better, you know, whatever. It's about, man, go home and do your fucking job. End of story.
How do you avoid
Don't
that?
You, huh?
How do you avoid the idea of your kids? Because that stuff will permeate down to their kids. If they say, he think your kids better than ours, they'll tell their kids, and then when they get to school, their kids will tell your kids. Then your kids will feel like outcasts. How do you fight that? Because, again, we go back to peer pressure. Peer pressure is an MF.
Well, it's your job, Tommy. It's my job as parents, okay, that you got to teach your child, okay, that there's something wrong with the forces coming without. You need to teach your child, okay, what they're talking is not common sense and it's not logical, like you say on your show. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
if you do your job at home, your child will grow up understanding this shit.
Damn it,
if you don't even bother, okay, then of course they're going to go to school and they're battling emotions by themselves. And that's the downfall. So
like
that's
that.
What we're there for. We're the parent, right?
Yeah.
We don't do what we got
to
do.
I'm going to cut you off, but what you said was perfect about the idea of, again, it goes back to what myself and the other parents were saying before. It's just this idea of giving them these tools. And if you give them the one tool, the major tool that they can use, which is logic. If your child does not have logic, your child is easily pushed, peer pressure pushed them every time. Because somebody else seems to know what they are confused about. Go back to our teenage year. We usually followed people who seemed to know things that we were confused about. Am I lying?
Yep. But there was always somebody you could talk to that you knew you can walk up to and say, yo, uncle, yo, grandpa, yo, this, you know, I'm a little confused, but, you know. And they took the time. And not only that, most of the time they knew something was going on, so they say, yo, come here, let me talk to you. What's going on? What you thinking? What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't see that these days.
Not most
and we
black
underestimate,
most black people didn't have that.
Yeah, we underestimate the power of truth in the black community. And in all communities now. We've gotten to the point where we underestimate the power of truth. You just said it again, RC. You said that we would go to sometime the people we knew were straight shooters. A lot of times we avoid our parents when we ask them in a certain situation because we know they're going to bullshit us. Am I lying?
Oh, yeah. But we know. That's why I thank God, you know, I came from a large family. Too many uncles, you know what I'm saying, too many cousins. And if I wasn't sure about something, but then again, you know, it was instilled in me. You know, listen, if anything is bothering you, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to talk in front of everybody. You can come and pull my coat, and we'll go outside, take a walk. You know, if you got something that's bothering, let me know. We'll talk about it. I ain't going to tell you nothing but the truth. Sometimes we may not like the truth, okay, but that comes with logic. When they explain it to you, and they say, you say, oh, shit, yeah, you're right. What was I thinking? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But professionals don't take out time to do that. They think that all minorities are just fucked up in the head. They think that every minority family is dysfunctional. So they really don't pay attention to us.
Well, that's another thing. We got a lot of parents that have their kids on all kind of Ritalin and getting the kids kept back in school and shit, and they don't know. So they're just going by what the school told them. Because they don't even know their own damn kids. My thing is, there's nothing my child learns at school that she didn't learn at home first. Literally, there's nothing.
There you go. Your child's supposed to know how to write before she gets to school. She's supposed to know how to read before she gets to school. She may not be an expert, but that's the parent's job.
Your child should know how to count before the child goes to school.
Yep.
Yep.
Foundation. The child should be able to do simple math before your child goes to school.
Because that teaches your child from doing is being a drone, and most American kids now are just drones. That's why they're so easily intoxicated into doing other shit. Their lives is so boring, which goes back to what Mark said. Get them into something. These kids' lives are so boring that they want to join anything that seems more exciting than just coming home and waiting for you to get home.
But you have a lot of kids that parents are simply drones themselves.
Yep.
Or want to be their child friend. You know what's cool, one of the child friend instead of being your child's parent. You could be friendly with your child, but you're the parent.
You know, yeah, I don't believe
friend
in
all
my
time.
Child's friend. I don't believe
in
being myself. Let me give Alexa a couple minutes before we go to a break. Alexa, and I'm going to let you come back after the break, too. But before we go to the break, you are a parent of what type of children? Boys, girls, mixed, what?
I got one boy, one girl, and they're grown.
All right.
But I also
so you went through it. So you like RC, you went through it. What were some of the difficulties in going through it? We'll get you to answer that. What were some of the things you ran into that caused you problems being an adult?
Well, what caused me problems is that I didn't know what I was doing. And I was away from home. I didn't have any help. So learning how to be a parent was all on me. And the only people I had to, like, literally help me or get advice from were my fellow soldiers, my friends. So it was kind of hard being by myself as a parent. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to raise a boy. I didn't know anything.
Both
so
your kids
my
initial
stages
how old were
hard.
How old were you when you had your children?
My first one, I was 20. My second one, I was 22. So I was grown. But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, I knew the basics, but as far as having somebody that I could get advice from initially, I didn't have that. So it was kind of hard, but, what I did was the people that, once I came home and got closer to family, the people that I knew were good parents, I would go to them for advice. You know, but the one thing I wanted to say was, as a parent, you never know if you've done a good job raising your children until they get grown, because then you can see what all your hard work did. You know, I talked to my daughter. I talked to her about everything. I was able to, you know, talk sex with her, talk boys with her, same thing with my son. I was able to talk girls with him, you know, and when they got a little older, I had more help then. However, all the talking I did with my daughter, all the involvement I was in her life, she still had a baby at 16.
Well, that's why I said we got to be like FEMA in their teenage years. So we're going to have to actually just literally, we're going to have to clean up some damn messes. We're going to have to just be there for some, because no matter what you put in them, sometimes they're just going to, as Tessa said, she had the right stuff put in her, but it was places where she felt neglected, so she let something else get put in her.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I asked my daughter about that. I said, you know, when she got pregnant, I was like, what did I do wrong? Like, where did I go wrong? She was like, well, it's not that you did anything wrong. What happened was all her friends were no longer virgins, so she decided to no longer be a virgin. I was like, that makes no sense.
Because my daughter loves the fact that I say she's pretty. There's going to be a time in which my saying she's pretty is not going to be enough.
Right.
No matter how much I said, how much conviction I got, unless she's trying to fuck her dad, she's not going to really give a fuck after a while.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's,
Tommy,
that's
you want to keep her in love with you.
My daughter said, Mommy, it wasn't the same coming from you. She's like, it's not that you did anything wrong. Because like I said, my daughter's now 23. My grandson is 5. She's like, it's not that you did anything wrong. I just wanted to do it. And I was like, but I taught you this. And I taught you. She's like, yeah, you told me all that. But once I left, the only thing I was worried about was I wasn't thinking about you when I was out there. I was thinking about the consequences when I came home. But even that didn't even register.
Yep.
That was peer pressure.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, now I have a grandson. And she hasn't really done anything in the last 5 years. She's just now starting to realize that, okay,
I need to get up. I need to go to school. I need to do this and do that. And she said to me the other day, Mommy, I should have listened to you a long time ago. Because now
how did you allow her to not, wait a minute, when she didn't do anything, and then I'll go to a break, but I need you to answer me this. How did you allow her to not do anything?
Well, she
was she not
house.
Doing anything and living with you?
No.
Okay.
No. What happened was, once she dropped out of school, because she dropped out of high school. Once she dropped out of school, she went to live with my sister. My daughter has not lived with me.
I kicked my sister's ass. Hell no. I kicked my sister's
yeah,
ass. Hell no.
So, I mean.
Your sister basically made it okay to circumvent you, whatever rules you were having.
Yeah, she did. She did, which is why I don't speak to her now. But, I mean, it's like now my daughter, like I said, she's 23 now. Now she's trying to get her life back on track because she realizes everything I said to her. Now, on top of that, when she had the baby, my son was in the room when she had the baby. Do you know my son wants no children because of that? He's like, oh, no.
So he got scared. He got scared gay?
He got scared.
Damn.
She's like, no.
I heard
no,
a scared
no.
straight. We got scared gay.
No. No.
That's what
no,
that is? Oh, hell no.
No. My son is not gay, but he has a girlfriend.
Not yet.
No. But no, my son's got a girlfriend. He's doing what he got to do. You know, he's working and goes to school part-time. And,
how old
you know,
is
his girlfriend goes to, he's 20.
Okay.
And his girlfriend goes to West Georgia. And we were sitting here the other day talking about when they get married and when they have kids. And my son was like, oh, it's going to be a long time.
Well, dear, let me tell you this. Sometimes you can do everything right and raise a killer and do everything wrong and raise a senator. It's been done throughout
right.
history. They are going to process the information differently. That's why we're trying to give at least a skeleton for it. Because if you notice, especially in the black community, we don't even have these. When I was growing up and we moved around white people, I noticed that them white people at least talked about parenting with each other, with other parents.
Yeah.
They would globulate and get together with other parents. They married
right.
women would get together with
right.
other married women just to talk about the problems of being married.
And
I look at it in the black community. Women who got a boyfriend don't get together with other women who got boyfriends to talk about the problems of boyfriends. Women who got it seems like you would commingle with people who have like interests so you can at least take it, pick and choose shit from people. And we don't do that as
yeah.
black people. We don't get together
we
as parents
don't.
And say, we're all parents. Don't matter if we all got bastard kids or what.
Mm-hmm.
We're the bastard kid group. And we're going to talk and see how to figure out how to raise these bastard kids.
But you know what? What I found out is like, because I felt like a failure when my daughter got pregnant. I felt like a failure. I'm like, you know, where did I do wrong? I didn't have anybody I could talk to. You know, people were like, oh, well, that's just life. Yeah, but that wasn't the life that I had planned for us. You
well,
know,
you know,
so
in the black community, they kind of glad your daughter. You know, a lot of times, and I'm going to say this, and then we're going to go to a break and come back with y'all. A lot of times, if your child get pregnant at a young age, they want to throw that shit in your face, like how RC was saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all thought she was better than us. Now look at her.
Yeah, her daughter had it in the kid at 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't even the case. It's like, come on, you know.
Oh, it might not be the case, but you got to understand, in our community, if you just don't let your children do something, the other parent will say you think they better than them. Oh, you don't want your kid to smoke weed with my kid? You think you're better? You like what?
Right.
It's
all
you're right.
Weed. Simple. Yeah. No, but like I said, even now, you know, I still have some guilt because I'm like, you know, what she could have done, you know, or, you know, if she had just listened to me. You know, not that I don't love my grandson. My grandson is my baby. But at the same time, you know, I look at her life now and I'm like, you know, what? Like, where did I go wrong? Because I don't have their father. You know, he's deceased. But
can I say something?
Who's that, Tessa?
Yeah, it's me. Don't feel guilty and, like, beat yourself up because girls have a lot of pressure on them. Like, both in high school and around that time, like, we're not very nice. Girls are kind of mean, and, like, they will tease you and harass you if you're different from them.
So, I mean, if she was doing things to be included, it was just, you know, like they were saying, peer pressure. So,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes, like,
sure.
especially women, we're stubborn, and we just do what we want to do.
And women are cruel to each other. Girls are more cruel to each other than boys will ever be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are. So,
nasty.
Yeah, you can't always blame yourself because it was just probably the influences around her, and there's a lot more to it than just you. So don't blame yourself.
I tell you what, guys. Here's what we're gonna do. Wait. Here's what we're gonna do. We gotta go to a break. I gotta pay some bills.
Okay.
But after we come back from this break, I'm going to talk more with you guys, bring more people in, and the one thing I really want to do is I want to ask Tessa about this idea of okay, you have a son, and you know we were talking about the difference between how blacks and whites are raised. Well, she has a child being raised by her that the world sees as black. Well, what behaviors can she say to the child? We don't do that. Or would that child be forced to have to act a certain way just to fit in with that group that you forced it to say, you are this? Even though you might not be all of this, the world's going to see you this way. So here's what you're going to have to do. Well, then that child's going to feel a bit of pressure to act out whatever it sees around them. So I'm going to ask her about that and more. The number is 347-989-8310. When we come back, we're going to bring in Tora, Tobias, Will. We're going to bring in Asham. We're going to bring in Lisa. We're going to bring in Oak Cliff. We're going to bring in Kuda. Everybody on the line, you guys are going to get in. You know who I am. You know what this is. This is your world.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio with your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
It's the way you bring out the sun. It's the way you make it all fun.
Know who makes the day sunny? My mom and Sunny D. I love the taste. Mom loves the vitamin C. And now it has 40% fewer calories than most regular soda brands. Sunny D.
Drink up and download free music. Find out more at sunnyd.com.
It's new! It's nice and easy, color blend foam. Permanent color with tones and highlights, now in a delightful foam. Just reshape, foam it, love it. It's fantastic. New, nice and easy, color blend foam. Your right color.
Nobody saw it coming. Not even me. But I think they call this family time. I won't tell them that. Get the Wii console plus Mario Kart Wii, a Wii wheel accessory, and more. Now for just $149.99. Rated E for everyone.
I'm Phil Mickelson, pro golfer. If you have painful, swollen joints, I've been in your shoes. One day I'm on top of the world. The next I'm saying,
I have this thing called psoriatic arthritis. I had some intense pain. It progressively got worse.
My rheumatologist told me about Enbrel. I'm surprised how quickly my symptoms have been managed.
Because Enbrel suppresses your immune system, it may lower your ability to fight infections. Serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, and nervous system and blood disorders have occurred. Before starting Enbrel, your doctor should test you for tuberculosis and discuss whether you've been to a region where certain fungal infections are common. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Tell your doctor if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if while on Enbrel, you experience persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness.
Get back to the things that matter most.
Good job, girls.
Ask your rheumatologist if Enbrel is right for you.
Don't worry, Lucky. These Wheat Thins Crunch Sticks will save us. Look!
Wheat Thins Crunch Sticks. Try our new flavors.
You know, there's so many great things about being a Sulpata representative. The culture of this company, along with our incredible sterling silver, sets us apart from anybody else.
If I knew what Sulpata could do for me when I had young children, I would be telling you, you need to sell Sulpata now.
The financial opportunity has been beyond my wildest expectations.
Starting my Sulpata business was so easy.
The best part about Sulpata are the parties, because you don't have to sell it, you just have to wear it.
Go into a party with your jewelry, your catalogs, and your smile. This is a business that's so flexible. You're the boss. You're in control. You're in the driver's seat.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done that rewards me for being me.
I'm a Zapata woman. I'm a Zapata woman. I am a Zapata woman, and I live life in style.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor, and this is Your World. And we had a lot of great people on the phone earlier, and they're gonna come back with us. And I had a question. I hope Tessa thought about this before while we were on break. I was asking the idea of what would happen since the world sees her son as black. How does she plan on dealing with the idea of him being told by black people that he's different, him coming home and realizing he's different, and him having to sort of fight to fit in to something that he may not quite fit in? So, Tessa, did you understand what I was asking in that question?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I guess I don't really try to define people as, like, a color, like, of their skin. I guess, like, I teach him more that beauty is more in, like, an attitude or personality. Mm-hmm. You know, so hopefully that helps him fit in and just being comfortable with himself. You know, I'm trying to teach him to be confident and, just, you know, have a strong personality and don't let people tear him down by what they say or, you know, anything like that, anything negative. Also,
like, what's
he
going to do when the first time they come home? Because you said you were teaching him, you know, that he's a mixture. When they start saying, no, you're just black.
I actually have a friend who says that to him, and he already was like, no, my mommy's white. That's what he tells him. So,
mm-hmm. Now, why do you allow your friend to say that to her?
I don't. I don't know why he does it, and you're right, I shouldn't allow him to say that. But,
yeah, I was about to say, see, that's one thing that, again, remember we talked about peer pressure, and as a parent, our job, when probably before they get to be teenagers, our job is to be protectors.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to protect the type of influences that they get from the outside world. If you got people who call your child fat all the time or blacky or whatever it is, we keep forgetting that stuff sticks in them kids' heads.
Yeah. He calls them a little brown man. And and then Saul, which I don't know exactly. I guess I haven't really thought of it. I just kind of told him, like, he shouldn't do that.
Who is your friend? Is it, like, a guy you're dating? What kind of friend is this guy?
I don't really know what he is. Kind of dating, more of a friendship type.
See, that's
the
problem. But that's the problem a lot of times with single women. They
it
will
is,
get to want to date a guy, and they will allow that guy to do stupid shit, not only to them, but to their kids. That's how most kids end up getting molested, getting raped. That's how most kids end up getting stupid shit put in their head, smoking weed, bad attitudes towards relationships due to the fact that the mother has a child and now the mother wants to be in a relationship so bad that they'll let someone who's a bad influence be around their child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. And I've made mistakes on those lines, but I do realize the mistakes and I have, you know, I've never kept anyone around who has called me names or insulted me or my son. If I see that, they got to go. Like, they got to exit my life. You know, I guess I really didn't even think of that. Like, that is really bad.
Yeah. You should not even let him address your son like that.
No.
What do you think even makes him so comfortable that he can sit there and keep addressing your child like that?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because he's
There's something
an
wrong
asshole.
With that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, because I've kind of been feeling that way. He only comes, like, maybe, like, weekends occasionally, but,
Don't need
I
that
think,
guy.
I think I need to, like, cut that off.
Because if you're going to date like that, that kind of guy, if the guy that only comes on weekends should be the weekend your child ain't there.
Yeah.
That guy should not know your child. At that point, he should not know your child. And especially at 6 and 7, kids they can tell the difference. They know the difference between what relationships mean.
Yeah.
They know that they mean different things.
Yep.
They know that when, like, they know my daughter knows this guy's my mother's friend. She knows this mm-hmm. guy's the other kind of friend. She knows the difference.
Yeah.
You don't want your son seeing, and this is how, again, boys are raised to be dogs. You are the woman he loves more than anything.
Yeah.
If he sees
a
guy coming in and leaving his mom, what kind of man do you think he's going to grow up to? What do you think he's going to do to Alexa's daughter when he meets her?
He's going to copy what he saw.
Right, because if it's okay for my mom, then surely it's okay for this chick I just met at the club, or I just met at the mall, or I just met at the gas station.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I asked my son that question because, like I said, he'd been with his girlfriend for 4 years. And I said, you know, babe, initially I was like, babe, you know, you're too young to be tie girl, you know, date a little bit. He's like, He's like, I found who I want to be with. I didn't see you with a whole bunch of guys when I was growing up, so why would I want to be that guy? Mm-hmm.
And why would you, and I always wonder why women give their sons that advice. They tell their sons to go spread their seed. And then they'll say that with a daughter around.
I was saying for him to date because, like I said, they're high school sweethearts. They're only 20.
No, I feel you. But you know what that sounds like to a man, to anybody, when you say date other people.
There's no way I would ever suggest that to my child. I don't want him to have children until he's like 25. Yeah, I don't want him to have kids, but I want
if my daughter get this one guy and her and that guy been together since high school and college, I'm gonna let them stay together.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, they've been together 4 years, and Michaela's part of our family now. But I mean, like initially, they were 16. You know, and he was like, "I just want to stay with her. I just want to stay." I was like, "You're 16. What do you mean?"
Well, I don't know what kind of dating my 16-year-old son. I'll let my son do something, but some discussions we ain't having. Meaning. You're a straight-A student. Meaning this. The first thing you better say as a 16-year-old is I'm a straight-A student. Second thing you better say is I'm in the chess club. I'm on the basketball team. Everything we talk about better start there. Your girlfriend better be a neglected bitch at 16.
Well, my son was on the basketball team and the football team.
I know, but I'm just saying. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Your girlfriend better be a neglected bitch at 16. You might have one. She better be neglected like a motherfucker. You better be always with your homeboy. She better be like, damn, I hate dating this dude. Am I lying?
No, you're right.
If he focuses his time on that little girl, especially with how fucked up kids' emotions are at 16, he might kill himself if she walk away from him.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And that's our job to make sure that don't happen.
Yes.
Yeah, focus on other things. A whole lot.
I want my
son
to be an asshole, and I want my daughter to be a bitch. Seriously.
I
want this nigga to be like, stay on the phone and talk. I want to, you know how we used to sneak on the phone, try to stay up all night and talk, and then sleepy as fuck at school the next day. I want my daughter to be like, oh no, I got to get up because I got to do so and so. I want her to be that kind of child, the one where she prioritizes. And it goes back to what Mark said. If you teach them at a young age to prioritize, and not only that, but you got to teach them the rewards of doing what they're doing. We forget that doing things right actually have a reward because we don't ever tell our kids that. We make them seem like every time they do something right, it's a punishment. Clean your room. It's a punishment to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not that cleaning your room would actually make it to where it's easy for you to find shit. Cleaning your room make it to where if you do have a little boy or a little girl come over, they don't think you're nasty as fuck. Just anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Teach them the positives of what they're doing.
Right.
You notice that no one ever says that? We don't talk about the positives of what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know how my kids got me, Tommy? I told them, I said, if you bring me 100 in your spelling test and math test, it's $1 a piece. I said, so this is what I'm negotiating with you guys. So after 2 years, you know what these suckers did? They came up to me and says, well, we've been doing this, you know, for $1 a piece, and candy is expensive, so can we go up to $2? I just looked at them and I said, oh, damn, I created monsters here.
But you taught them logic.
You got it. Yeah, exactly.
But you taught them logic and reasoning,
you know,
and they're going to have to survive in the world like that, because if they were too damn dumb to ask their mom and daddy for more than a damn dollar for the same shit they've been doing for 5 years, then they'll get a damn job and do the same crap.
Exactly. And my son had the nerve to tell me, he says, well, you get a raise at your job, right? He said, call this a raise. He was 8 years old. I looked at him, I said, oh, damn. I said, okay, you got a point there. Cost a little bit, et cetera, et cetera, you know.
And do you know, every time my daughter's ever done that to me, I gave her kudos. And a lot of people are like, she getting smart with you. What do you mean she getting smart? I raised her to be smart. She's not getting smart. She's already smart.
That's right. She's learning.
She's thinking,
Why do we beat critical thinking out of our children, especially black kids? At least white kids get to be critical thinkers. As children, they get to be critical thinkers. They get to say to their mama, mama, you. They get to tell them they don't like their new boyfriend. Black kid, you tell your mama you don't like her boyfriend, see what the fuck going to happen to you.
Yep.
Yeah,
most of the time, black parents don't want to give logical answers and actually think about what they're asking their kids to do.
Yeah. Yep.
And you can.
How many of us, as black kids especially, how many of us were told because I said so?
Me.
Yeah. That's all the excuse my parents ever gave me was because. That's all. They didn't say because, so they said because. My word.
So they didn't even waste the other two words on you.
I ask my mom a lot because she talks so much that I didn't even want to hear it. I just do it because once she had to explain, I was sorry.
Yeah. Fall asleep.
But we got to get to the point. We have to understand, stop raising your kids like you were raised in the 70s, 80s, or 90s, wherever the fuck you were raised.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids are experiencing different shit than you are.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is try to learn the world that they're growing up in, which most parents don't do. Mm-hmm. Learn what the fuck is on that Xbox. Learn what the fuck is on that iPad.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have shit in their room that you don't know how to use. Don't you know most parents have no idea how to use the devices they buy for their kids?
A lot of information
out there.
I'm
the only person.
Most parents don't even know how to use a computer. A lot of parents still don't even know how to use a computer.
Yep.
Wow.
They asking their kids to help. Hey, show me how to how,
yep.
show mama how to get on the computer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really? And that's terrible.
Your child blocking you all shit. You trying to watch porn, can't get to it. Why can't get to this porn? You don't need to be seeing that, daddy. I'm putting a block on your computer. I'm tired of them keys sticking.
You need a password.
Another
thing. My mother had everything grid.
Right. Quit giving your kids shit that locks. No lock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even being funny. Quit giving your kids shit that locks.
Mm-hmm.
I know some kids got locks on their damn backpacks. No lie. Got a little lock on their backpack.
That's crazy. No way.
Yep.
Wow.
Man,
fuck
thanks,
you look
thanks,
like I'm supposed to sit up here. I will burn that backpack.
Why you burn your backpack?
I couldn't get in it.
You know,
when my kids were younger, I would have my dad come and change the door handles, I mean the doorknobs on their bedroom doors, so they couldn't lock them. Because you're not locking anything in the house that I pay for.
I saw one of my aunts did something. It was hilarious. She turned the door handle around so the lock was on the outside. That was freaking hilarious. I laughed so hard. I was like, that is funny. So she could lock that motherfucker in the room.
Hey, that works.
But it was like, it was sarcasm and real at the same time to show you, not only will I show you that you can't lock nothing in here, but I'm going to show you how close you can get to locking something in here.
Right.
The lock is here. It's just on my end. Now do something.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think some people forget that parenting is a 24-hour-a-day job. you know, yep. they figure when they drop those kids off at school, they're no longer a parent. Or when they drop those kids off to go visit the grandparents, they're no longer a parent. No, you're still a parent. You're still responsible for that child.
You're right, but what that is that. We're always looking for moments to relax. We let them go spend the night at the neighbor's house so we can relax. We let them go to school, now we can relax. They're in the room sleep, now we can relax. And kids aren't stupid. They start to figure out when you relax.
Mm-hmm. You know, my
we do it at work.
All the time.
Don't we do it to our boss? We figure out when our boss relaxes and don't show up. That be the day we fuck up. Babe, I can eat your puss all morning. Why? My boss don't never come in until 11 o'clock on Wednesday.
Well, you know, like I said, my kids used to say, "Mommy, you don't have a life. You need to go out. You need to go out." I'm not going nowhere. They say, "Mommy, you need a boyfriend." No, I don't. I don't need a
the
boyfriend.
The more you tell me, the more you tell me I need some shit, the more I know I don't need it.
Right. You know what? Uh-huh. You know, I just got a boyfriend 2 years ago. I'm 43 now. I just got a boyfriend. You know, I just got a man 2 years ago. We've been together 2 years. Because I was not going to have anybody in the house with them since their father couldn't be there. I wasn't going to have anybody in my house with them.
And a lot of single mothers make that mistake where they have different men in the house with their children.
Right. Yeah, I didn't even tell you.
You know what? It ain't even different men. They have a nigga that ain't shit in the house. They have a nigga that ain't shit around their kids. My thing is, once you become a parent, your job is like a gardener. You're trying your best to grow the best damn plant you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a parent now. Your happiness, you threw that shit away when you took the wrong dick. Now be a parent.
Uh-huh.
I look at my daughter that way all the time. I threw that shit away. All that shit I should have had, I threw it away when you was born. Now my job is to be a shepherd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Women's job is to be nurturers. Men's job is to be shepherd. And if we could do that damn job and act like we were on the Model T assembly line, we would put better kids out into the damn world. If we could do that.
Right.
If we could say nurturer, shepherd.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I love the fact that my daughter knows when she needs certain shit, she want to get it from her mama because her dad is stupid. I play that stupid role. I like playing the bad cop. All men should like being the bad cop. All women should like having a man around that's the bad cop. And if you're going to date a man, you shouldn't be able to date a man. You shouldn't want to date a woman, ladies. If that motherfucker don't say, "I want to step in and take over wherever. I picked the wrong dick before. But I got you, and you the right dick. So go ahead, handle your business."
Right. You know, and like I said, that's what happened with us. My mom got remarried when I was 14. I got the best stepdad ever. I have the best stepdad
exactly.
ever because he did those things. I mean, I still have my biological father who was still there. However, she picked the best stepdad for us girls that she could possibly ever pick. I mean, my mom has passed away. My stepdad is down here in Georgia with us girls. He's still a part of our life, and we're all grown. You know, so, like, when I was having issues with my son, I had my stepdad to say, "Dad, you deal with him. You know, I don't know what to say to him." You know, so
my daughter would come tell me, you know, your girlfriend said this. If my girlfriend living in the house with me or we married and it's my wife, I wish my daughter would come try to tell me what she told her. Well, wait a minute. What you talking about? Well, she told me I need to do homework. She ain't my mama. Where is your mama?
Right.
She ain't him. Right. All right, then. Now, shut the fuck up and go do your homework. Now, come and tell me some shit like that again. The next time you tell me something she did to you, it better have been something that's wrong.
Right.
Hey, Tommy. Kudos to the lady with the stepdad. That was that's a man. That's a real man that did that.
He is. And when I started dating, you know, there's certain qualities that my stepdad has that the guys in my age group that I was dating, I couldn't find. Like how to fix stuff, just the normal stuff, how to fix stuff, you know, how to put me in my place basically when I get out of line, you know, remind me that, okay, I'm the man, I'm going to handle this. You don't have to do this anymore.
Well, that's the funny thing about white women. When they with white men, white women are allowed to be careless.
Yes.
I say this all the time. White women are allowed to be careless because they also allow themselves to be checked.
Yeah.
That's why black guys like dating white women.
Yeah.
That's the first time you check a bitch and she apologized. You're like, what the fuck just happened?
Right. See, and you know what? I asked a question about.
Go ahead.
About with black men, I get told, like, I don't know, maybe it's just, like, certain people, but they say, like, white women are weak sometimes or we're too emotional. I've heard that.
I look at it this way. When I started watching Snapped, I realized white women weren't weak at all.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'm like, I don't know why you're saying that. Like, that's not true at all. Like, I don't know why
black women sit up there and think white women are weak. When you try to fight a white bitch at the office, she ain't going to fight you back. She just going to put arsenic in the motherfucking coffee pot.
She'll kill her.
So, yeah, you slap the shit out of her. You blacken her eye. Now your funeral is next Thursday.
Right.
Right. Because
it's not that they're weak. They're not violent. But they get back at you in different ways. You know, black women are like, rah, 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 rah.
White women don't feel like they got to talk about it all the damn time.
They don't. Yeah.
Nope.
Black women think that their voice is their power. Think about it. Because they don't have shit else.
Yeah.
Why do you think black women talk so fucking much? Their power is through their voice, their words. White women's power is through their actions and their ability to get you to do something, and in a lot of cases, something you didn't want to do.
Yeah, very true.
How you think this white bitch I'm looking at on TV was able to stab shit out this man and kill him? She smiled with her little blonde-headed self and pretended to praise Jesus and said, I'm going to give you some pussy and let you take some pictures of it. I'm going to do all the nasty shit you want. That white boy was like, yeah, they're going to have a good weekend. You had a good weekend. That's an everlasting weekend, motherfucker, because it has not ended.
That's horrible.
That white bitch stabbed him and took pictures of it. If that ain't deviant, I don't know what is.
That's evil.
I'll show you. Wow.
But that's what you get from a white woman. Some evil shit.
Mm-hmm. We're not all evil.
I didn't say y'all all are evil. I'm saying when y'all do something.
I know. See,
the thing is with a black man, with a man, period. It's not just any man. It's not black man, yeah. Hispanic, any man. They like feeling like they are in somewhat of control. We like knowing that we ask you to do something nasty and then you did it because we asked. White women are smart enough to be, she could be the biggest hoe before you met her. She's still going to let you ask her to do the whole shit that she doing. Because she know that man going to go tell his friend, yeah, you know, I was able to talk that chicken doing a threesome. I was able to talk that chicken. Because I feel powerful because I talked you into something.
Mm-hmm.
Black chicks don't That's even know how to do that. To make that
like
man feel
them.
Like he made the decision even when he didn't.
Yeah.
I'm black, but I learned that from watching my mother and my stepdad. You know, she would have an idea of what she wanted or what she, you know, something that she wanted to do. She would convince him that he came up with that idea, and he'd be like, yeah, I convinced my wife, you know, I bought my wife this, or, you know, I helped my wife get this. And she just sat back and was like, yes, you did, baby, yes, you did.
Like, I'm stupid like that. The more my girl be like, oh, thank you for the money, I'd be like, let me get this bitch some more money so I can get some more of that hugging and kissing.
And then I'm going to kill you on Tuesday.
but she's smart. You sit there and you say, look, I mean, if this is where the water's coming from, this is where the water comes from, then I got to make sure that this motherfucker is in the best shape possible so it don't get polluted, don't nobody come pissing this motherfucker, because this is my water.
Yep.
White women will say, this is my water. That's why, again, you don't find too many white women that have high power, high profile husbands, and they fuck around with somebody else and the baby ain't his. They might cheat on their high profile husband. Every child come out they pussy is his.
Mm-hmm.
Black woman, you'll fuck Neo and then produce a kid by motherfucking Django. You was fucking Neo, but the baby by the Django? How did this happen? Why would you fucking the Django without no condom? This nigga still got chains on his wrist.
Oh,
I'm just saying. woman
you.
All day. Don't fuck me with no condom. That shit ain't gonna work out for either one of us.
Yeah.
Fuck me with no condom and get pregnant. We both gonna be filing for WIC.
Wow.
But that's like the women fucking Shawty Low. That's stupid shit. White women, have you noticed you ain't seen no story about no white woman doing that? Seriously. White women know not to fuck with Shawty Low at this point. If Shawty Low tried to get some white pussy, a white woman would laugh. Shawty Low couldn't fuck a white waitress.
How would you like just openly be like, oh, I can pay your 12 babies, you know, why would you want?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Oh,
look at how that white girl treated Terrell Owens on his own show.
Yeah.
And the white girl was a fucking waitress, and she wouldn't fuck with Terrell Owens. Look how the white girl did Roy Williams when he the nigga done sent a wedding ring through the mail. That bitch took it and pawned it and broke up with him. That's a white bitch say, if I can get one celebrity dick, I probably can get four or five more of them.
Mm-hmm.
White bitches believe it because their daddy taught them the idea of replication. And this is what we don't teach in the black community. Replication. If it's been done once, it can be done again. White folks always believe that shit. The Wright brothers got off the ground for 5 seconds. Fuck it, I can get off the ground for 10.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking that shit. They go, you're going to crash in 10 seconds. He crashed in 5. You just going to stay up twice as long. You're still going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. If flight was made by a black man, we'd have never done it. That's some scary shit to fly and then figure out how to land afterwards.
Yeah. I want to skydive. That's what I'm subject, but
see, it's a white girl. She wanna test death. White people wake up every day and be mad they still alive. Fuck! I gotta do something different.
Tip, you still here?
No, I just wanna feel the feeling of flying. I think that'd be awesome.
Black, well, think about when's the last time you and I'm not talking about fucking Django with no condom, because that's the most risky shit that black women do. They just fuck us with that. That's it. But when's the last time you heard of a group of black chicks doing anything that was exhilarating together, that didn't have nothing to do with going to the club or putting in some new weave or some new some silicone in their ass? Just something exhilarating. A group of black chicks went out and did something exhilarating. Think about it. I know some white chicks. I dated a white chick, and literally, the bitch would get together with her other friends and go to Six Flags. Grown-ass women. I ain't never seen no group of black chicks say, let's all go to Six Flags and fuck around and have fun. That's why white women can get fucked anywhere they go, because they hang out as a clique, as a crew.
Yeah.
And they have fun. White girls get together and go to Vegas with each other. Just go to Vegas. And
mm-hmm.
then they'll let their man go to Vegas.
Yep.
And the white men know, damn, Kelly probably out there fucking, but she sounds like she's having a great time with everyone. And Kelly will let Mike go out there for the weekend. No, Mike probably out there fucking, but I'm not going to bother him. Black folks,
you know,
we feel like we got to hold on to everything that we have, including each relationship we have. That's why we treat our kids like our girlfriend and boyfriends instead of like our kids, and that's why we treat our boyfriend like our damn kids.
Can I say something? I want to say thank you for putting me in check about that guy that I'm seeing.
No, that's all I know how to do.
No,
I'm saying that's all I know how to do. If you ask me, I might say something that's wrong to in your ears or in your mind, but I'm going to tell you what's right, especially when it comes to some kids, because
yeah.
if you've never listened to my show, the one thing I say is fuck adults.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap about us. We ain't going to learn. We'll talk all this good shit and get off and punch our kid in the face. Why you punch me? Because that nigga told me this shit. Why you were crying when I was on the phone, motherfucker. I told you about this shit, pow. How you like me now? But I want you to think about it. Because again, A man that really loves your child is not going to step in and do shit like that. You got a a child and another child, and that other child is trying to fuck with your child.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's nothing cute about that, because all he's supposed to do is want to. He wants to ingratiate himself with your child is what he should want to do, and not only ingratiate himself, but put himself in position where your child looks to him, not at
him. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
And that's the thing, is when it was said, it pissed me off. Like, I have a temper, but I don't, like, just let it go out, like, just explode. But I was mad. And I was like, you don't need to say, like, point out his race to him. He knows what he is. Like,
I can tell it bothered you by the way you said it to me, though. I could tell, even though you were trying to make it seem like it wasn't that big of a deal, the way it came out of your mouth was you were uncomfortable that he said it.
Yeah.
It is a big deal, because at the same time, you think about it, this man is not showing this boy no kind of confidence or self-esteem.
Thank you.
If anything, he's damaging him. You know, he's putting him down. That's not a man. I'm sorry. That's not a man.
It's immature, and that's what I tell him. I'm like, you are old enough, you should know better to, like, point things out or try and mess with him. I'm like, if my son doesn't like you, which is kind of to that point, like, you gotta go, like, get away from me, because my son is my number one, and that's who I'm gonna put forward first and foremost, because I have, I'm raising him.
One of my mom's boyfriends used to say some of the most racist shit to me when I was little, and I was like, that's some fucked up shit. That's why I was ashamed of my heritage, because people would make fun of it.
Were they the same race as you?
Yeah, it's hard to explain. He would say shit like, when we go somewhere, that boy just wants Del Taco.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
They would say little shit all the damn time. And so I was ashamed, because he knew of my father and whatnot. So we'd just make little fucking cracks, little jokes.
Mm-hmm. That's messed up. See, that's one thing, like,
But my mom let him do it.
Yeah, see, I had
Well, because she didn't like my dad either. So she didn't like my dad. It was funny to her that they was making fun of my dad. And in her mind, they wasn't making fun of me. It was just my dad.
No, that's wrong. Like, that's one thing I do not agree with. Like, my son, like, me and his dad are not together, but we keep in touch. He talks to him. You know, we're going to go down there this spring, visit. But the thing is I don't talk bad about him. I might be mad at the guy some days, but that's between me and him. That has nothing to do with my son. And I don't want my son to look at him being black as negative. So if I talk about his dad in a negative way, he's going to look at that part of him as being negative, and I don't want that.
Not only if you talk about his dad, but if you talk about anything that looks like his dad, if you're watching TV, you say, man, them niggas is what? And he's like, whoa, well, wait a minute.
Yep.
You have to watch what you say. That's why everything I say about my daughter's mom's Guyanese people, I make small jokes, like little jokes, but they're cutesy jokes. But I always tell her about what they do, which I don't know what the fuck they do, but I'll pick up I'll Google some shit that they do. I don't know. I'll be like, don't pay attention to Jonestown. They didn't have nothing to do with that.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck? I had to ask her mama, what the fuck do Guyanese people do anyway? Y'all the only motherfuckers on South America that don't speak Spanish. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Yep.
The fuck were y'all doing?
Drinking that juice.
Yeah. Sad story. Oh no, that's horrible.
Don't bring no juice up in this fucking house.
And my daughter hate Kool-Aid. I'm serious. Ask my daughter for some Kool-Aid. She say, "Oh no, I don't want that shit. I don't want no Kool-Aid at all." I remember I said, how y'all be on the day? I said, y'all the dumbest country in the world. Y'all surrounded by Spanish-speaking people. You speak English and broken at that. The fuck happened? Y'all was in that, that impenetrable bubble?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets in.
Yo, Tommy,
we don't hear shit. No, we just speak the way we speak. Fuck that.
That's like Portuguese and Spain. They're right, they're neighbors, and they can't stand each other's. But at one time, the whole fucking country, including Portuguese, was Spaniard. Figure that shit out.
Yep. That is funny. That little bit of Portugal, they cannot stand. Like, really? But then it's like the Sicilians. Well, it's not as harsh, but the Sicilians and the Italians are the same. Thing.
Yep. Like, damn.
I remember I heard an Italian tell a Sicilian, "We can kick y'all ass." He said, "What makes you so sure?" He said, "Have you not seen a map lately?" I laughed my ass off.
That's fucking low.
I said, "Nigga, you can't argue with the map. Keep talking. We gonna put this boot in your hands." It's already cocked and ready. Shut your mouth. Let me bring in Simon and Tobias and Ashawn to come join us. What's up, people?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Simon?
Roll Tide, man, baby.
Man, fuck Auburn.
Alabama, baby. Roll
Alabama
Tide.
Too. Auburn and Alabama. I don't know the difference between y'all. Both of y'all inbred.
Shit.
Out of the state.
Like my, hey.
When
nah,
y'all were getting y'all best athletes from Alabama, all they were wanting to talk about was boiled shrimp, fried shrimp, gumbo shrimp.
Hey, all I know is that inbred. Have y'all seen reality TV in ATL?
Them transplants, motherfuckers, those are transplants.
Yeah, they ain't from here.
They ain't from here.
Yeah.
You can tell people that they're from here, we don't even talk like they do. That's why I didn't understand why them people say them people in Atlanta be talking like they shout as shit. I'm like, you listen to T.I. before he started rapping. He didn't talk like that.
Sound like DJ Kizzy Rock.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody spoke like that. This shit just came up in, what was that, like 97? All of a sudden, every nigga talked like that. I was like, ooh, who the fuck talk?
Shit. Man, Tommy, you know what, man? Now, mind you, y'all know I'm a guy with no kids, don't want to pay child support, no one want to be regulated to a life of eating that chicken cheese.
You
got to
come in here bragging, motherfucker. Some of us just didn't know what to do without this.
Hey, I don't want to eat that chicken cheese the rest of my life. But, you know, the thing is, though, you know, I feel like that just because I don't have children doesn't mean I wasn't a child once. And
you
it's
bullshit.
Like, yeah, I know. I don't like Peter Pan. I ain't grown up yet. But
you came out 27. Quit lying.
You know what, man? Like the lady talking about her daughter who had the kid. I think it was at 18, whatever, 17, 18. I feel like in life, sometimes your kid, it's like, you know how you teach birds? The birds teach you how to fly the animal kingdom. Some of them fly. Some of them go splat. And the thing is, like my mom told me for my dad did, my sister and me. I was like 13, she was 11. She told us straight up, she's not going to stop us from having sex because she has to work and stuff like that because we're going to do it anyway. But she taught us about responsibility. And the thing was also, she taught us the truth about it. She told me about child support. My daddy got skinned up with child support. I'm still scared of that shit today. I'm 34, you know. And the thing is, it was like my sister told us. Nah, she was married when she had my sister and me. And the thing is, she told us, like, how much harder it would be if you had a kid young and trying to start your life, get your life in order. Or, like, even when you're 20. Because she told
Tobias,
me.
Tobias, you ever noticed that black women don't do a good job of telling their kids how hard that shit is?
They always say it's okay. And you know what, man? And my mom was 22 and married. And the thing is also, her mother passed before I was born. So she took on her other five siblings who lived in the house with my dad. My dad didn't say a word. My dad was cool with it, and all them still love my dad today. And the thing is just that she told us the truth. My mama said, "You don't have a kid at 16. Y'all gonna live together because y'all ain't living here. If you want to drop out of high school, you ain't living here." And I believe
that's what I was telling her. How her sister fucked up was I would have kicked my sister's ass, my brother's ass. If you gonna let my child who runs away come live in your house, I'm going to burn the house down. You swear I was a big bad wolf. Every time y'all move, I'm over there to blow that motherfucker down.
I'm not liking the lady, hey, because, hey, people do what they want to do. Like, the kid will do what she want to do. But look at how hard she has to do it. Look how much she got set back. at life.
Yeah.
Now she got,
you're talking to me, so
yeah.
Let me just address that. I did talk to my daughter. I told her all this stuff. You know, like I said, now she realizes that she should have listened to me. But at that time, she just thought that she knew
everything,
what she was doing. Yeah.
Well, all teenagers go through that. But let me just say this to y'all. All y'all parents, I want you to understand. All this stuff we're saying, again, I said you can put all the bad shit in somebody and raise a senator, put all the good shit in somebody and raise a serial killer. I'll just put this name on y'all, the Menendez boys.
Yep.
Wow.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy. I never hear talking about the
Menendez boys. Ted Bundy, we getting that money. All we got to do is take them out.
You know what? No, see, the thing is, like, it's like, you know, I know those people are their kids. Like with black kids, cause my sister, her boy, she always talked to them, tell them what's wrong, like why that was wrong. A lot of black kids just put you in a stone cold stunner, figure four leg lock, don't even tell you what you did wrong. You know, they just beat the hell out of you. And a lot of these kids are scared to even talk to their parents and may like somebody. And the last thing is just tell me real quick. My mom never told me I spread my seed, but she always told me always focus on getting my life together. I can have a girlfriend, but she said always focus on getting my life together. Because once you're talking about having a serious girlfriend and getting married, you're 22, it's hard to build your life up then. Because let's be honest.
And why we don't tell our sons, let me ask you this, Tobias, why we don't tell our sons how fun it is to have a girlfriend and how hard it is to have a fiance and a wife and a baby mama. Like, you can tell them it's fun to have a girlfriend. Show them the fun part of it, and then tell them, but if you go too far, here's what will go wrong. Right. So then they won't feel like you're trying to keep pussy away from them. They'll feel like you're trying to keep problems away from them.
Tommy, I got a 24-year-old cousin right now, and I told him that last time I was in Alabama, you know, for our fight Thanksgiving. You know, he like Van Wilder at Auburn. He like Van Wilder. Y'all watch that movie? Been called 6 years. He talked, man, I bet this girl, I want to marry her. I said, whoa. So I took him in the car. Everybody thought I was telling him to get married. I'm not going to tell him to get married because he's going to do what he want to do as a grown man. But I told him the truth because, see, what happens is no one tells folks that sausage is made. Everyone loves eating it, but no one wants to know how it's made. I said, dude, look here. I said, dude, you're 24. You don't have a car. You ain't finished school. You're working at T-Mobile. Your girl has a degree. And she grew up in a house where her mom and dad, her mom, took care of her loser daddy. And sister taking care of her loser daddy who ain't got a job and still cheating on her. I said, dude, do you want that? And I said, you as a man should want to have your shit together first before you take on a wife. Get this, Tommy. Since he's been in school forever, he can't get financial aid now. Cause he met his term limit. Now he wonder what he's going to do. And I told him, ain't nothing wrong with having a girlfriend. But, dude, I said, you have plenty of time till you get married to this woman. You know, I said, why do you want to compound school, trying to finish
school?
Because
black men have been taught that a woman is the ultimate goal. Getting a woman is the ultimate goal. Our kids have, and that's why I wanted to do this show, whether you black, white, or other, because we have the white woman on here who's raising a black child, and if that black child listens to black music, what does black music tell these boys is the most important thing in their life? Getting bitches and money.
Hello? The women are going to be there.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear all y'all. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Stop saying hello to y'all motherfucker now. but let me, Simon, what are your thoughts? What Simon says, that's what we want to know, what Simon says.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, Simon says the reason that these kids are growing up fucked up is because the father ain't there. So we need to ask the women, why, like that woman that said, well, you know, she was raising her 16-year-old and like, you know, she ended up having a child. Where was the father?
He was dead.
I mean, he was dead?
Yeah, he died. He died in the first Iraq war, so I didn't know my father for him.
He tried.
You know what's funny? Another thing I can say about the white community, Simon. I want to say this, and then I want to see if she answers. You know what I also saw in the white community, because I knew some dads didn't come home from wars, too. And the community would always step in and help that white woman when that dad didn't come home. Like either one of his brothers would come in and help, or some people in the neighborhood would come and help them with that child because they knew that child was going to have a whole bunch of damn lashing out because their father passed, because if it was a boy, he would act out. If it was a girl, she'd
money
act
tight.
Out. Yeah,
money
tight.
Yeah.
They would rally.
I mean,
they did after 9/11. They did after 9/11. Them white women had people who rallied around to help them because they lost the damn breadwinner.
Right.
Did
but
you have that happen to you? Did people come in to help you? Did his family come help you?
No. Well, yeah, his family came, but I was also pregnant with my son when he was killed.
It
but,
ain't mine.
I mean, they came and helped, but then they left. No,
okay.
they came for a short period of time, and then they left. By the time my son was 6 months old, they were all gone because my son looks just like a fox. It's like they couldn't deal with
it. So it was a constant reminder of them what they lost. And that's what I mean.
Right.
We do things as black people selfishly. There are a lot of black women who fuck up their kids because their kids remind them of the daddy that they broke up with.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in this case, you know what I'm saying, the father died or whatever, so unfortunately that happened. But in most cases, these women create an environment where the father can't stay or is not, you know, conducive for them to stay because of some selfishness issue that they have with the male. So therefore, this child goes up without a child. I mean, this child goes up without a father, ends up looking at other role models, which is typically rappers and whatnot, and they end up, you know what I'm saying, being 25, trying to get married, still working at T-Mobile. You know what I'm saying? Like the other guy was saying. So I think that's the issue. The father ain't
I think a lot of black, I agree with you, Simon, on that as far as a lot of black relationships, period, are toxic. And we can blame it. And y'all know I talk a lot about black women. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to get is two people to understand something. Men to understand that you're a punk. Because if I keep on saying black women this, black women that, I would eventually hope that some of the men would wake up and say, well, wait a minute, them women got a lot of power over us. And then I would hope the women would eventually say, these men are punks.
Oh, well, yeah. And, like, you know, I mean, typically black guys, I think, are just really stupid. You know what I'm saying? Because the women, I mean, like, women see that. And therefore, that's why they're always able to get their way, especially with black men.
Let me ask you, if we know all this stuff is true, because when I get through with all my videos at the end of the day, I say, now, if you know all this shit, you should. If you know that there's a hole in the backyard, if you fall in it, that's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if we know all this shit and we can say all we said, here's what you got to do, black man. At the end of the day, when you watch my shit and you enjoy yourself and you think he right on, if you go right back out and get you another child, then that's your fucking fault. That's not that woman's fault. You
okay,
can't say you know and still do the shit.
Exactly.
So if we believe that black women are making it toxic in a relationship, then whose fault is it afterwards?
Yeah. Hey, Tommy, catch us on personal, man. It's like my sister, we talk.
You better not tell them about
close.
What we did last week.
Nah, I ain't do that last week. Hey, we'll stay in Vegas. We'll stay in Vegas.
I'm hanging up.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, y'all know everybody think you gay, but watch out. You know what, though? My sister, we talked to our mom and dad about this. We was growing up. Everyone just assumed, all the black kids just assumed we had different daddies. They didn't believe that our mom and dad were married. They ain't broke. They divorced, whatever. We had the same father. So many just used to everybody having different daddies. And we were only 2 years apart, but also mean black kids are 2 years apart with different daddies. And I'm just like, damn. No one would believe that we had the same father.
Because, you know what I'm saying, that's the reality of the situation. I mean, you know, look, I'm black. You know, and when that's, you know, I assume that exactly what you just said, you know what I'm saying, and it's a shame. Now, most black men always fall into the trap, and they don't see it. And it is their fault for allowing the woman to manipulate them so much, to doing dumb shit, looking like a shorty low, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it goes both ways. It's a two-way street.
I'll say this. As an older woman, if you have a strong man, you have no problem backing up and being a lady. so that he can do what he needs to do. But then you don't have all that stuff in your relationships. You don't have all that stuff with the kids. You don't have all that mess because you know your role and he knows his. You don't have all that. But with the younger generation, they don't know who they are.
Exactly.
So
they're being raised.
They can't raise kids. Right. You can't raise children if you don't know who you are. If you still want to club and you still want to do this and that, you still want to be on twerk teams, you can't raise a child because you don't even know how to parent.
And the reason they don't know how to parent is because there are not two parents in the household.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? We need to address why is there not two parents in the household?
Well, it's a cycle. It's a cycle. Let me tell you. Hold on. It's a cycle. It's simple. Once you start a cycle, it's hard to break that cycle. You ever heard of them say like a snowball going downhill? The whole problem is what they're saying is it picks up momentum, and the more momentum it picks up, the faster it goes and the bigger it gets. Well, this situation in the black community didn't start last week. Didn't start last year.
No,
didn't start last decade.
But, you know, we need to have sense enough to say this cycle needs to stop. And how come we don't have that? We're so easily...
No, but that's what I'm saying, bro. We have to teach. We have to... You remember what I told the people about the children? Sometimes you got to teach the kids the reason why they should and shouldn't do certain things.
Exactly. I agree with that.
We got to teach black folks.
I agree with that, you know.
And that's what... But that's one of the things that I feel like I do. I push the idea of this is what's going wrong if you keep doing it that way. You can keep fighting it, but you can't say you didn't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Too many black mothers and fathers just say, do this because I told you so without any kind of logical reasoning behind it. You know, and when you start off with that kind of premise, you're already fucking up, in my opinion.
Yeah, but black men, for as much as I say about black women, black men walk away real easy. You can't push no white man away as easy as, let me ask Tessa. Tessa, has it been difficult for you to push your baby's father away, or is it pretty much he just pretty much just went away pretty easy?
He went away pretty easy. I mean, I did move like a few states away because I live up north and he lives in the south. So when I left, you know, I was states away. But I mean, I had to wait for him to contact me. Like it took a long time for him to even call me. So you know, I was pregnant by myself and. You know, I did choose that, and, you know, I did choose, like, I do, you know, how, like, some women just want to hate on the guy, but I was the one who was doing stuff with him, so, I mean, you know, can't really be that mad about it, you know, so. But
I tell women, I don't know too many women who were mad when the dick was in them.
hey, Tommy, you know what, man? It's like, you know your boy Simon says about the pants. No, silence about the parents being in the household.
Yeah.
To me, I hear people say that. You know, kind of, it's great, but it takes more than just being in the house. These parents got to be worth the fuck first before they just simply be in the house. Because a lot of these parents don't even know their kids' favorite color. They don't know what's in their kids' closets. You know, and that's the thing as well. Because let's be honest. These kids are smart now. A lot of these kids don't even know what the hell a camera looks like. They think a camera is on a phone. You know, these kids know how. These kids know by Excel everything. These kids get free porn on their cell phones. And I tell this real quick. I said this on the show before. I got a homeboy of mine. I ran to him. He dating. He and a chick live together. She got an 11-year-old kid. He went up to New York, visited his dad. Dad bought him the Kindle Fire, a smartphone, everything. And then my friend, my homie, he straight said, "Hey, how about you? You know, you might want to put some smart filters on there. You know." You know, so he won't be seeing some of that stuff. So yeah, you don't need to tell me what to do with my kid. But yeah, he living in a house, he paying the bills. So what did that boy see? Mama usurping authority of a man. So that man can't say nothing. But he's in the house. The other guy stepping in trying to be a stepfather in the house. But yeah, it's up to those parents to provide that good image by being respectful of each other's authority. Or even the guy that living in that house, he's showing him he don't have to respect no grown folk. Come mama gonna trump him. And I believe that's what these people are missing out on. And plus, also, Tommy, you got people that are 20, 21 years old having kids. And these people ain't grown up yet.
Well, you remember what I said? Women don't mature anymore after they have a child.
Yeah.
If they had that child, that's the age they're going to stay at for a while.
Hey, Tommy,
Do you hear like a lot of people say, I want to have a wild and young so I can still play well? Not have my life together first and still be like 30 while I'm still relatively young and virile and have my life together first. They want to have myself, I want to have them to play with them. But they ain't playing with these kids.
No, they don't go outside. I ain't, let me tell you something. I can't remember the last time I saw some black kids playing outside with their parents.
I always see black kids alone.
Because a baby's not a toy, though. Some people think that babies are...
Yeah.
Say it again, RC. RC was onto something. I'm with RC on that one. Say it again.
Some of these young kids, they think that having a baby is like playing with a damn toy.
Yes.
It ain't a toy.
Yeah.
Y'all know why the cycle continues? Because a lot of people feel like most of these kids grow up unloved. Again, listen to the cycle. The kids grow up unloved, feeling neglected, and they feel like if I have a child, one, the first thing in their mind is I'll do better than my parent did. The second thing they'll say is I'll have somebody that loves me unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
get a
but
puppy.
At the same time, they do
exactly.
this, right?
Is that a
they have the child. They have the child, right? Then they turn around and go, oh, shit, wait a minute. I gotta have a job, but damn, I like hanging out. See, they don't know those responsibilities, and then they get stuck in life.
It's the same thing about your children.
Parents.
Don't all children want a dog? Every child wants a dog.
You don't give them.
Yeah,
watch that.
Tell them they gotta walk it shit every 3 hours.
So the question is, whose fault is this? Because we don't got two parents in the household. That's why. And also, for you to be considered a parent, in my opinion, you have to know how an iPad works. You have to know how that cell phone works. You have to know everything about that child. If you don't know everything about that child, you cannot be labeled or have the privilege to be named a parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but let's talk about necessity. Why would any parent give a five-year-old an iPhone? It don't make no damn sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And they will make up all...
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. Because you said it. These people look at their kids as motherfucking Barbie dolls, not real people. And what do you do, girls know? What do you do when you get a Barbie doll? When your parents get you a Barbie doll, what's the next thing you start asking them for?
Ken.
Shoes.
The accessories. Yes.
Yeah.
The accessories.
The Barbie shoes. The Barbie house. The
Barbie
car.
Or he need a car.
The Barbie Corvette.
Yep. And how do most of these ghetto parents treat their little boys? I seen these little boys dressed out in polo and shit like that and fresh haircut.
All they care about is how cute they are.
Thank you.
And then that
motherfucker stop being cute when he gets 7, 8, 9, 10, especially 11, 12. Then they don't get no more attention. Because, you know, all you women who've been parents, you know, don't nobody start telling you how cute your kid is no more when the motherfucking teeth and shit fall out.
Exactly.
You know the other problem is, though? You know the other problem is, Tommy? People having baby showers at 15, throwing baby shower bashes for 15 years.
I don't believe in throwing baby showers for nobody that had a baby out of wedlock.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
If your baby dad ain't paying for, and let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is how I feel, and my daughter, do bad, she in the bed, but I tell her when she wake the fuck up. If you have a baby shower, your baby daddy gonna pay for it.
Wow.
That should be the rule everywhere in the world. I will attend your baby shower. I will not pay for shit. I'll show up. I'll eat cake, especially if it's Antonin's. I'll eat cake.
Hey, they can get you a plate.
Yes, and take a plate home. Daddy, you don't even eat real. I just
want to
take your food home so I can show you how much shit cost.
Tommy, the woman does not throw her own baby shower.
I said your baby daddy. Did you not hear me?
He's not usually even invited.
Then you don't need to have
this
is what me, Tobias, and Simon are saying. You need to make it to where it's so stressful on these motherfuckers, they won't do it. The problem is, anytime you make... That's why nobody gave a fuck about syphilis anymore, because you can get a shot to take care of a gonorrhea. You can get a shot. So nobody gave a fuck. Man, if you get it, just go get a shot. Once you make something easy, people stop giving a fuck.
Yep.
Yes, that's right. True.
Why you think we don't have a problem running into motherfuckers doing bumper cars? Because we know ain't nobody going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So look,
a nigga get killed on the bumper car. See how many kids say, "Ooh, I'm next."
Like, when it comes to black men, right? Okay, yeah, it's easy. Okay, it's a shame that it's easy to easily run them off out of a child's life. That's true. But why are the women even attempting, or why are they even encouraging an environment to even run them off? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's easy.
The woman
easy.
Just said,
well, that's easy. You talked about that earlier.
I was run off by him. That's why I left.
Well, no.
Well, you white. Well, you're different.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, look. We were just talking about the baby shower, right? Why is the baby daddy not invited? You know, I mean.
What do you mean not invited?
I mean, like,
he is invited.
No.
Fuck invited,
way,
he didn't be throwing it. But listen,
shower,
hold on. He needs to be throwing it. He don't need to be invited. That's the problem with niggas. We get invited to shit by women. White men pay for shit. White man gives his white woman a check, and she need his check to do the baby shower. Black men sit up there, we want to be invited to our own kids' baby shower.
I heard somebody say that, you know, they don't show up because he's not invited. So I was
let me
like,
tell you something. When my daughter had her birthday party, her mama had her hand out before I had her birthday party. She set that ghetto shit up. I gave her the money. I said, here. When I got there, she needed some more money for some other shit. Who did she come to? She walked right up in my face and said, we need more ice cream, and ain't got none of this, and you got to go get this.
Y'all are birth control for me. Thank y'all.
Now, let me say this to you. Here's my point. You can't punk me when I write the check.
Yeah. You got the power.
How the fuck you going to tell me I can't come to my daughter's birthday party? It's not even my daughter's birthday party. It's my motherfucking birthday party. Show her name just on the cake, bitch. Get it right. You know why black women hate me but like me? Because they rarely hear a man speak like a man.
Yep.
Man,
you
got to
ask yourself,
you know,
for the shit I be saying, why is it that you'll watch a motherfucking video and they have 5 thumbs down and 100 thumbs up? And the 5 thumbs down be by the same bitch that want to fuck me but can't.
Because she's like 300 pounds.
You know what I
noticed,
Tommy?
At the end of the day, black women do want black men to be men. You just got to stand up and say fuck you to them. Why do you think
they
want to
regulate it?
Whoop their ass.
They want to regulate it.
Right. They want a nigga that's just going to say fuck you. You don't need they pussy that bad. Black women are like any other group of women. White women like they pussy to be taken from them. Wrestle a white bitch. She'll get wet. I did it one time. Me and the girl were arguing. Next thing you know, the motherfucker was like Niagara Falls. I said, me up here wrestling and shit, and she wet. Because you showed that you a man. Woman want to be dominated. Most of these women can wrestle y'all niggas down.
Yeah. You know what I noticed, Tommy? I'm like, when I was like 20, you know, I was really getting at black women easily, you know, and it was amazing about how easily they would let me do practically anything to them. Like, you know, they would let me go in a raw or whatever or whatnot. But then, like, as I became a little older, I noticed that, you know, as I became uninterested with the younger black women because they were just into stuff that I wasn't into, I noticed a lot of older women with kids would approach me and would want me to be a part of their lives. And I felt like, well, you know, I mean, like, the way I think is, you have a child already, so why are you trying to strip away my innocence of being with a woman that doesn't have a child, and to have a child with that woman and to grow with that woman, as opposed to...
There are so many black women 5 years plus fucking men younger than them and fucking up their lives.
Yeah. I had
older
like,
white woman fucks a young boy to as a boy toy, but won't fuck up his life. She let him go on and get married to somebody his age.
Well,
she'll fuck him because she just liked the fact that the nigga got all this testosterone.
Right, right. But you know,
think about all them white teachers fucking
like
them
that.
Students. But think about how many of them done came up pregnant.
But that's true.
They fucking the shit out of them students. Then they go home to their husband.
Or they escorts, and they find out on ESPN.
And when we was in eighth grade, the
eighth
grade teacher used to suck everybody dick in the motherfucking art class. That's all that white bitch did.
Ain't no pain.
You didn't let her suck your dick. You got a C in the class.
Molding that.
Two dicks she didn't suck. This nigga got a C. You lying. But she didn't come up with no babies.
Yo, hey, Tommy, you remember that black female? You probably, I don't know if you did a video about this, but that black female prison guard who got pregnant by one of the convicts and talking about his guy's baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
The other black female convict that was fucking the motherfucking racist white man, and he thought she was so stupid, he just told on her. You got a dumb black bitch that's up here fucking the shit out of me. That's a damn a guard, and she know I'm a damn racist. I got swastika all over my damn back and shit. She still fucking the crap out of me. She's so stupid, I'm telling.
And want to have babies with these guys and then complain about them guys not being around. You know, and my thing is this, man.
Exactly.
But that's what Simon's talking about, yeah. Tobias. She's talking about why is it all them women would have a baby by Shawty Lowe but then turn around and try to put Shawty Lowe in jail. That's what he's talking about.
You know the problem is?
Yeah, I don't
understand. I'm actually based on being very unpopular. I believe a lot of these chicks out here, they try to do a better job of screening of a stepdaddy than they do biological daddy.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's stupid and it's fucked up. And you know what I'm saying? Why you try to do that to a man? For real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, I mean, like me personally, I don't want to be with a woman with a child already. Personally. You know, I really want to be the woman with that don't have a child. So why are you...
I had a line in one of my songs, Simon. I said, I want to stop these women from trying to make me their kid's father. When the nigga that fucked them, yo, he won't even bother. So why should I treat you better than him when you done got your pussy wetter for him?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's always older women that realize, oh, shit, you know what? I don't fuck up. Let me try to, you know what I'm saying, find me a good nigga that, you know, got his shit together. And 9 times out of 10, they succeed because that good nigga just sees how good-looking this woman is and don't realize what the fuck they're really doing.
Simon, this is why hood rats hate me. Because I tell y'all niggas, first off, I call y'all niggas with no kids good niggas. I call y'all better than me. I let y'all know that y'all should be exalted. And I tell y'all that y'all should not waste your damn everything that you built, your equity. Because at a certain point in time, you have to realize that this is equity.
Yes.
You can pick and choose. But black women don't want you to know that. They want your mind to believe that you just need to, any piece of pussy you get is good pussy. That's why a lot of black men do stupid shit like that. That's why you see these black... Right, look at how Bruce Willis gave this woman 3 damn kids, then went and married another woman that had no kids.
Because he's living up bad. I mean,
look at what Michael Douglas did. He had some kids with an older woman. That woman got old. He went and dipped down and got him a younger woman and had him another family.
Yeah.
What do we niggas do? We get a bitch already got kids talking about I'm getting married to this bitch. Chad Johnson, why are you marrying Evelyn, who's 3-4 years older than you, look old, and got Antoine Walker kid?
And he's rich.
You remember Edgerton Hartwell? Edgerton Hartwell married that damn Lisa Wu, who had a baby by damn
Keith Sweat.
Uh-huh. There's a problem with black men. There's a sickness.
Me no again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's big.
Black women do it because they can get away with it. Period.
Thank you.
Black
men white women know. Let me ask Tessa. Tessa, you know having that child makes it a little bit more difficult to date, don't it?
Oh, of course.
That's why you dating that nigga that's talking shit to your son. Because in your mind, you thought, well, this is probably the best I can get.
It's like, I don't feel that way. Like, honestly, like, I think it's easier to be alone with my son. Like, maybe when he's older someday, I'll find someone. But, like, right now, it is, like, it's almost like men are a distraction.
Yep.
You know, like, I think if I was with his father, I wouldn't feel that way. But I'm not, you know. So, like, when it comes to that kind of part, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's, you get crappy people.
You have to realize that
you have to realize that your personal relationship life is practically going to be at a very minimal level because of your child.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer it's no longer about you. It's about your child. Period.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
I have a shirt on my website, and people got people laughed at it, but I have a shirt on my website, and the shirt said, I'll ask y'all, you know the difference between a fat white woman and a fat black woman?
No.
White woman knows she fat.
You got a point there.
Yeah, the white woman knows she fat. The white woman understands this is the range at which I should be able to operate in. And a white woman that can operate outside that range, she's happy. If that fat-ass white woman get her a muscle-bound man, she's like, son of a bitch, I did something right. Because I'm not supposed to have him. Black woman was set up there like that dumbass. What's that fat bitch name who made that movie? When she up there with the nigga cut up and shit. What's that fat bitch name? No, the one that was in Precious. Monique. Yeah, Monique. She did that movie called Fat Something, and she up there with the nigga cut
Fat
up,
girl.
And he looking like a Greek god, and that man wanted her.
Yeah.
We make stupid ass movies like that. Have you ever seen a movie where a white bitch ended up with the Greek god white man and she was fat? Look at Mike and Molly,
nope.
The show Mike and Molly. Look at Roseanne Barr. Each one of them shows, if it was a fat white bitch, she had a fat white husband.
But yeah, we got Queen Latifah, who was a fat lesbian with Mars
is
Chestnut,
up there with motherfucking
Thomas,
LL
LL.
Cool J.
Yeah, she's a fat lesbian.
White people don't never put that shit in their fat ass women's head that they sexy. They get that shit out of their head real quick.
And we champion it. Think about this now.
Yeah, exactly.
We got beautiful slam sisters out there. We got beautiful slam sisters out there. But yeah,
but the homecoming queen for Mississippi look like a motherfucking 18 wheeler.
Talk about old fat beauty coming all shapes and sizes. No, it doesn't. I'm sorry. It doesn't.
Fat don't come in all shapes and sizes, then pretty don't come in all shapes and sizes.
Broke men like
fat
women. I don't say it. Broke men like
fat women. There ain't nothing wrong with liking fat people. There's nothing wrong with liking to fuck fat people or wanting to marry fat people. But don't have them motherfuckers running around thinking they just like everybody else. You got that fat-ass black bitch got 8 foot of hips running around talking about some black men don't like skinny chicks.
I'm hated on a lot by big girls because I'm skinny, so I get called a skinny bitch all the time. I hate that.
And that's what I love about white women. I used to date this one white girl, and she said, "Well, all the black girls would tell me black guys don't like me because I'm slim." She said, "But everywhere I would go with them, black dudes would just flock around me."
You know what? Hey, Tom. The lady said they call her skinny and stuff. You know, Cassie, I thought about this. It seems like that when black people, we tear down the slim chick to prop up the fat one. They act like we're in a third world country or something.
Everything
where fat
we
means
do,
you're rich.
Listen, Tobias, everything
like
we do in the black community is backwards. We tear down the woman without kids and call her a whore.
Mm-hmm.
All we do is hate.
Yeah.
And let's say what it is. It ain't we. Wait. Let's be honest and say what it really is. It ain't we. Black men know to look up to the nigga that don't have no kids because we know, shit, man, I wish we was like you so I could save my motherfucking money once a month. We know to give him props. Black women won't do that to other women. They won't say, girl, I wish I didn't have no kids. Girl, I wish I didn't have a man that wasn't shit and sit at home and play World of Witchcraft all day.
Look at Kim Kardashian.
They hate on Kim Kardashian. She a hoe. She's seen less dicks than you, bitch.
And her only, get this. All she did was fuck rich dudes. Her only mistake really was just being on date.
Yeah.
What was that mistake?
They just mad because she can get any black dick she want.
Rich niggas, too.
She could get mine. She could get it now. You know I'm pregnant. That's okay. I'll take care of Lil Wes.
Actually, Lil Humphrey.
Yeah, you're right. That's Lil Humphrey. I'll take care of that. I'll be, and that's what makes them mad, because they, well, black women can't make a videotape. When we make a videotape, y'all call us a hoe, but when the white girl make a videotape, she get a record. Because that white girl ain't doing dumbass shit on her video, like bouncing and shaking to the motherfucker rapping.
Plus, she already had money.
That Kim Kardashian sex tape would have been stupid if Ray J had started breaking out, talking about, wait a minute. Hey, it would have been stupid at that point.
And she already had money.
She ain't running around doing twerk videos.
And she fucked the dude who had money. She ain't fucking me. My broke ass. She fucking
yeah,
the dude
if you
with money.
Fuck Brian Pumper. Brian Pumper got a whole bunch of fake jewelry on his neck. If you fuck Brian Pumper, I can't respect you.
It's like Britney Spears fucking K-Fed. Britney Spears ain't been following
me. You see how white men treat Britney Spears, don't you?
Yep.
Like a pariah. She can't get a white man worth a damn. She couldn't get Justin Timberlake to sit next to her.
I just have a question. Why is it?
Go ahead, and I'm going to bring the last few people in.
People talk about Kim Kardashian. All they talk about is who she slept with. Do they not realize that this woman has legitimate business? She didn't just...
They don't care. You're asking black women to speak logical about something, and they are not going to do it. They want to make everything be everyone's fault.
And her daddy set them up nicely. And she has money, too. Her daddy set them up nice.
She was a Kardashian, not a motherfucking Jenkins.
But she still, even though she had money from her dad, she still did her own thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, but what we're saying is... Like when women were asking, why can't black women go and make a sex tape and become a celebrity? Me and Elise talked about that. Elise actually believes it. Now, she's a very educated woman, but me and her got into an argument. I thought it was going to ruin the weekend. We got into an argument over that. She was telling me, these white people can have a sex tape and it blow them up. And I'm like, do you not understand Kim Kardashian was just a regular old white piece of trash? Because if she was, wouldn't nobody gave a crap about her either? Let her have been a trailer trash and made a sex tape. Because last I checked, Screech made a sex tape and it didn't blow him up.
Right. He blew up because he was fat.
You're right.
You got to be a Paris Hilton. A motherfucker wanted to see you before we found out there was a sex tape.
Because
your last name is Hilton.
Nobody want to see Busty from Flavor of Love.
That's what I'm saying. Who the fuck want to see I Love New York?
Oh, God.
Oh. That bitch looking all crooked in the face and them stupid looking fake titties.
Now Gabrielle Union's on a sex tape. People going to check it out.
Right, exactly. But Gabrielle Union ain't putting out no damn sex tape, which is pissing me off because I've been waiting.
And why would someone even want to break up the fact that They would want to make a sex tape to be famous.
Right. I don't know why they bring that up because I've had a sex tape with everybody I've ever fucked. They are in my Library of Congress is what I got.
Okay.
And them hoes be killing me talking about some dead bitches they had a sex tape. I pull out my phone, bitches start working harder. Now I done got a damn HD camera, them bitches gonna start wearing makeup and weed. Talking about Mr. DeVille, I'm ready for my close up. Oh.
Wow.
But women hate on women like that. Men don't hate on men. We don't run around hating on Ray J for getting the fuck Kim. We still, as far off as black men are, we still know how to congratulate each other. And we learn it as we get older. But we do know how to congratulate each other at a certain point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Y'all can watch some niggas that you
watch
the show and stand me, used to fuck with me. And think about how many of them will call the show and be like, yeah, nigga, I used to fuck with you and all kind of talk all kinds of shit. You know, I made them stupid videos. My bad, bro. When's the last time you seen a woman call in and say, you know, I used to hate you, dawg, but I like you now? Think about it.
Look,
when have you heard a woman call in my show and say, I used to hate you and I like you now?
We're always in competition.
The first time I called her.
Who said that?
Nikita.
Huh?
Nikita, you said you didn't understand me.
I said at first when I first saw your videos, it made me kind of mad. I was kind of like upset about it, and then like I had to watch more and figure out.
No, I'm talking about
like,
them stalkers. I'm talking about the people who, because them guys, the guys who were calling in were guys who were like fucking with me, was making them stupid videos. One of them was calling me a pedophile. He called in and apologized.
You talk about the Jenny chick who keep making these crazy videos.
Yeah, and none of them, ain't none of them not only apologized, but they ain't even stopped. They ain't even said, why am I fucking with this man? Do you think that old bitch who said she was going to call Children and Family Services because I'm a bad father and started a petition? You think that bitch would ever call in and say, I'm really sorry, that was a fucked up thing to do to somebody I don't know?
No, she's not going to call in.
This is what Simon was talking about, that we have black women in our community that would try to take their kids away from a fucking child they don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see no white people sitting up there trying to do that shit that has threatened to take my child from me because they didn't like a video I made. And that you can actually get some damn groundswell from other bitches who've never met me. You see this child healthy and happy, but you still want to fuck that up. Because typically what we have in the black community is a bunch of women who like causing destruction. White men know that if they let their white women lead, that something bad going to happen. That's why they didn't vote for Hillary. Tell me I'm lying. White men and white women turned again. White women knew that white women would get in there and fuck it up.
I agree.
White women know, hey, we need to have these men in control because we won't have to work as hard and fight as hard. It's a common sense behind it. You are a better parent. You are a better mother if a man's around. That's why you hear this woman here on the phone, Tessa, was trying to get a man around. She know, if I can get a man to be around, I'll be a better mother.
Mm-hmm.
She know that
it's
by
easier.
Herself is difficult.
It is. Men have a different energy about them. They do. Like, they're not. It's a completely different.
But you know what? It's a two-person job.
It's a nine-person job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most black women try to do the jobs themselves, and that's the problem.
They don't even want to do the job. They just want to make sure nobody else does it. Do you hear that black woman that had tried to ship her kid off to them white folks? The man who was her husband wanted his child back, and her words were, and I quote, I would rather my child struggle with me than give it to his father.
Yeah, I wanted to punch her in the face. Seriously.
Oh,
God,
I want
to
see her.
She was ridiculous.
I could
snatch her weave out of her hair.
Yeah.
That's
terrible.
But wait a minute. But think about how calmly she said that. She didn't think there was anything wrong.
She had no problem with saying it. And a lot of women agreed with her saying that.
Exactly.
Which was even more disgusting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those are just hateful people. They have to just be hateful because why wouldn't you want your daughter to be with, I just don't even understand that.
The man you married. So he was good enough for you to marry. He was good enough for you to suck all that cum out of him to get that baby. But now he ain't shit.
Yeah, the moment he stopped giving her the attention that she thought she deserved, he was a father.
This is what we're teaching. This is one of the worst things we as parents are teaching our children. We don't teach them to look forward to be anything other than what they are, which is children. Most of the kids look at us and shake their head and be like, that's what I got to look forward to being? Them?
Yeah.
And Tommy, the system allows them to get away with it, and the black man or the Puerto Rican man don't step up to say, this is wrong.
We don't write our congressmen. We don't write our congressmen, nor do we try to vote them out to change it. Women and gays are organized.
How about this? Allen Iverson, Ray Lewis, and think about all these celebrities who are right now going through this child support shit and being raped. Why haven't they gotten together and started nothing? That lets you know the amount of power black women have over men, not financially, but mentally.
Yep,
because
exactly.
Those men who are getting railroaded are still afraid to come out and say that the system's fucked up. Because as first soon as they say it, black women are going to yell at them and call them deadbeat dads. And they don't want that title. Have you noticed that's what black women call anybody in a minute?
Yeah.
You a deadbeat dad because you didn't pay child support and you got behind. Therefore, you a deadbeat dad. But this bitch having to get on the damn system because she refuses to go work. But she's not a deadbeat mom.
But at the end of the day, it is Ray Lewis's fault. It is Iverson's fault that they put themselves in that situation. Yes.
But that's what I'm saying, but they got to get themselves out. I'm saying, why don't they do anything? Why aren't they saying, we want to protect the next generation of athletes, men, brothers, whatever. We want to protect. There used to be a time in which if you fucked up, you made sure the other people didn't fuck up behind you. Now we just watch it happen. We like knowing we ain't the only ones that's been to jail for child support. We like knowing we ain't the only ones that's been to jail for abuse, false rape charge. We like knowing so we can all salt together. Yeah, we've all been railroaded. Fuck that shit. Stop the damn train.
Yeah, break the chain about,
That's what pisses me off. We don't try to help each other. Let me. I'll let you talk. I want to just bring in the rest of the people because they wanted to talk. I don't see who they are to bring in, at least a few of them, because they've been waiting patiently. 901-270. Caller, who are you from Tennessee? 901-270. Who are you? Well, fuck you then, Nick. Nine seven three four four four. Caller, who are you? All right, none of y'all motherfuckers got shit to say. 973-444.
Hello.
Yeah, man. What's up, man? Who is this?
It's Quasi.
Quasi, man. You better. What? You had your phone on mute?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Hey,
how
man.
You
Quasi went to sleep on me. I didn't talk to you to sleep, didn't I?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. You sleep, though, nigga.
Nah, no, I'm not.
This is not a dream. You are really talking to me. This nigga thought he's sleeping.
I'm lying.
I just wanted to say I believe I could fly.
Well, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, brother. I'm going to let you jump in just a second. Let me see who these other two people are right quick. 612-384. Caller, who the fuck are you?
Hey, this Will.
What up, Will?
What's going on, man?
This other person said they won't answer, but I'm going to see what they'll say when I get on. They probably somebody want to tell me, fuck you, but I'm going to see who it is. 832-489. Caller, who the fuck is this?
Is me talking?
Who is this? 832-489?
This is Joseph.
This who?
Joseph.
Oh, what up, Joseph? They have it written in here that you wasn't answering.
Yeah, I've been on hold all night.
You've been on some holes all night. Where?
No. I've been on hold. waiting to pick up.
Oh, I'm about to say, nigga, you better quit holding out. Nigga, man, I've been on them holes all night.
No, I'm good. Yeah, I just wanted to get in on the topic discussion.
Jump in, then I'm gonna go to Will and Quasi. Jump in.
I agree with you on the way how most of these parents are raising their kids. They're not raising them right.
But what can we do? Give us some ways that we know the problem. We fucking them up. But what can we do to make it better?
Well, for one, parents need to start taking accountability for their own fuck-ups. Stop spoiling the kids, for one.
Amen.
And number two,
you think
stop,
black kids are really spoiled, though? White kids, them motherfuckers are spoiled. White kid gets caught at 11.
Yeah. You know, some of them, I'm not saying all, but because I know my little brother's spoiled. And his ass hasn't worked. I know his ass spoiled.
My daughter's spoiled. Yeah. She called me to tell me what she want and then hang up.
No. I mean, my brother's spoiled. I remember before.
I called her back and said, bitch, what you say?
No, I remember before, he even got his first job, my mom used to go out her way to get him Jordans like crazy. Like, any type of Jordans that was coming out, she'll get it for him. I only had two pairs of Jordans ever since I've been alive. And I see most of these fuckers right now, most of these kids, especially in elementary, they got iPads. And, today, my sister, she was talking about the kids in her class, how they got them beat headphones and shit. I'm like, that's a damn shame, man. I worked 4 crappy jobs, and I don't even own a pair of Dr. Dre Beats. That's a shame,
I went to go get me some Beats because I keep hearing everybody talking about them. I saw them motherfucker with $3.99. I said, I beat my meat before I beat them.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, like not even like the studio headphones, like the small ones, like you can get like the small like skull candy ones you can get for like $9.99. Like that motherfucker costs like $100.
Oh yeah, it's $100 for the one that just stick in your ear.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, I'm like,
the earbuds.
And then this is crazy, like right when this recession came out, like well, actually when they finally announced the recession, I'm like, Drake need to come on, need to be reasonable. Ain't nobody gonna
nigga, I said I don't like music like that. I remember I was gonna get me a Bose. I saw that motherfucker, how much that Bose was. I reached out to him and said I'm looking for some sponsorship. I ain't buying it.
Shit. I'm like, and it was crazy, like the ones who like advertising that shit, these celebrities. That's like every time you like look at a magazine or it's like. Like a picture of a whoever celebrity, they're the only ones who rocking them beat headphones. You don't see too many regular people rocking them unless they DJing and shit.
Well, that's the problem with black folks, though, man. We like living a champagne lifestyle and beer budget.
Yep.
Every time, every time you have a kid, that knocks down not only your earning potential, but it knocks down how much you bring home. So two things just happen when you have a kid. Your earning potential lessens, and the money you currently bringing home lessens.
Yeah.
So why would you do that?
Yeah, that's true.
And also, like that one lady who earlier talked about how make sure you have your shit together before you get married. I definitely agree with you on that one because, like, man, I'm like I was talking to one of my former coworkers. I was like, it's real fucked up. Cause, like, I'm like, you know, like some of the mistakes our parents make. It comes back on us, cause like if they get married and say like one of them gets say they have a degree and the other one doesn't, and something happens with them, they like get a divorce, and then one of the parents gets stuck with raising kids and shit. Then that parent can't provide as much, well, as the other parent probably could, and then you have to get out there and like work and shit. I mean, not like saying you want to, but like you have to get out there and like work and like pay for school out of pocket on your own. You know what I mean?
But see, here's the problem. I like that and whatever, but it's kind of hard for me to talk about marriage in the black community when we don't get married in the first place. So I don't know. I don't think I can sit down and have a conversation with a black man and be like, man, hold off on getting married when most black men never get married. So I don't think that's something that's hard for a nigga to not do.
No, not really.
But think about it. It's like telling niggas to go play basketball. That's pretty simple.
Well, that's why the system abuses us.
Yep.
But if a black man is not married and don't have a child, I think because he's being smart about who he's going to marry.
It's a good thing, but I'm saying just telling guys that, hey, be careful, don't get married. No, I'd rather tell them, hey, be careful, don't have no motherfucking kids, because that's what's killing black men. Marriage ain't fucking black men up. How many black men you know where marriage done fucked them up? Seriously.
None.
Exactly. How many black men you know the kids done fucked them up?
A lot.
Here's a nigga just walked past my studio door just a second ago. That nigga done been fucked up by child support.
Yeah, but something, it's like,
why?
People are hard-headed. Like,
but why they fucked up by
who making these rules? Who making these rules with child support, though, yo?
Men are making the rules. And men are making the rules because the top 1% ain't stupid enough to make bastard kids. But they know the poor people. Have you noticed every time you go to a poor country, what is the one thing that them poor people have?
Kids. But they got some kids out working at a young age, though. That's the thing.
No. The country's poor. The point is they shouldn't be having kids if they're poor.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
But they have.
Yeah, but like, you can't tell cats in our, especially my generation.
Because when
I mean,
here's the thing, and you got to understand psychology 101. People strive in life to have control over their life. The poorer the person is, the only thing they have control over that's left is their what?
Their bodies.
That's it. Their bodies.
Yes.
So that's why they fuck indiscriminately. Have you noticed the richer the man, the less he fucks?
Yeah.
Black women,
the poorer the man, the more he fucks.
Black women look at kids as an investment.
Yep.
Investment for their future. Why do you think, Tommy, why do you think when you was at that club in I think you said you was in
Memphis.
Yeah, right. All them women came there looking for a baller. They're looking to invest a kid so that solely because so their life will be straight.
That's what I'm saying. The government set that up. He said who made these, but he asked who made these rules. The top 1% made that rule. Because the top 1% of men and women, they believe that the harder you work, the more you earn. The rest of them believe that somebody owes them something. So that's why they'd rather have a child. Again, that's why them white women can fuck them black athletes and not come up with no baby.
Yeah, that's true. Me and this girl.
Simple thing. But everybody says black men, when they get some money, they love white women, right? It's always out there. As soon as they get some money, they want to get a white woman. Why are these brothers ain't in court over white half-breed kids then?
Exactly. Yeah, me and my
cool problem. This is the problem in the black community, and that's why we're going to always be, you know, always not really accomplish much, because the women are just only seeking... Or just, you know,
but it's the black man's fault. If the black men had some solidarity, let me tell you why. You can tell y'all don't have no solidarity. When them black women get mad at me, they get together and get other black women. They sit up there and them paid Google to make certain searches come up to show my name on the top of. So they paid Google to do that shit.
Yeah, I see that all the time.
But have black men stood together and said, since this man is preaching this good word, we're going to make it to where we fuck them women up. We're going to break their hold. No. Y'all ain't done shit. Y'all watch me get my ass kicked and sit back and smile. How many niggas have made videos and be like, fuck them hoes, leave Tommy alone? None. So when y'all call me talking about what we need to do, my words are fuck y'all. Because y'all just watch me get my ass kicked while them whores get together and they work together.
But you know what, Tommy? I might make that video for you.
But I'm saying, why would I have to say this after 2 years of getting my motherfucking ass beat by strange bitches that keep getting other motherfuckers to help? It's more niggas talk shit about me than niggas talk positive to me. And all my shit is positive for black men. There are more black men talking shit about me on YouTube than black men sticking up for me.
Subscribe to all your channels, man.
Does that make sense? Seriously, women. Do y'all think it makes sense that there are more black men talking shit about me on YouTube than it is black men sticking up for me?
True.
Well,
no.
I think it's used to be in the world. They used to having a woman in ahead of them.
We should, as black men, be so strong that we should not let a damn woman be able to come fuck us up. But y'all just sit back because y'all pussies and listen to the show and watch me get fucked over and just sit there and look. Because the first thing y'all say is, I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want to put my information out there. I don't want it. And then when niggas are making videos, them niggas' face be hidden. It be a motherfucking Darth Vader mask every time they talk. I'm Billy McMartin, and I support Tommy Solo, my girl.
But here's the thing with that, though. As a woman, you know, we'll see that and see that, okay, you know, he's speaking the truth. These black men aren't supporting him.
Thank you.
But at the same time, they want us to be these queens, this. But you can't even stand up for your fellow man. How can I
thank
trust you.
You
as a woman with my life?
I can't. Black women are looking at y'all not do shit, and you know what they're saying? That's why at the end of the day, them same bitches that hate me will suck my dick, because they say this the only damn man out of the whole bunch.
That's real.
How can I stand behind a man who won't stand up for himself?
You're right. You are so right.
How can I support him and he won't even support himself?
Because
every day y'all sit around and watch me get my ass whooped, do you know what your girls start thinking? Why my damn man don't hustle as hard as he do? Why my man don't work as much as that nigga? Every day I wake up, this motherfucker act like he got programming for ESPN and shit.
Right.
Now, why do I have to be the man of the household? Why do I have to make all the decisions?
Thank you.
What do I need you for if I have to make all the decisions? That's when they start taking that after a while.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they get mad. For as much as you can say motherfuckers hate me again, I say go look at a video and you see 105 thumbs up and 5 thumbs down. There's a problem.
Right.
Unless I'm thumbs up in my own shit and blocking everybody else, there's a problem.
Unfortunately, you have a lot of women that come from long lines of women who had no men in the household, and you have boys now, men now, who come from a long line of women who never had a man in the house. I'm like the only person I know whose mother was married, Both my grandmothers was married, so I'm used to seeing men. I'm used to seeing men around. I'm the only person I know that had men around the household. My father, my grandfather, both of my grandfathers from both sides.
Speak, Quay.
I'm the only person I know.
What's up,
Quay?
You ever saw that on video of Queasy Nate?
Oh, yeah, I was going to make one back to him. That's why I was saying, that's why he the only nigga I follow. I follow that nigga because I said he didn't give a fuck. And he speak like a man.
Exactly.
That's why women like him. Because they like to see a man sit there and talk like a damn man. Most of them niggas that's on YouTube are bitches, smacking their lips that like that around the way girl that came after me.
Look at that dude. What's his name? The People's TV.
Think about it. This motherfucker like 49 years old, sitting up there looking like somebody punched him in both his eyes. I heard a bitch is getting fisted, but not niggas.
But here's my thing is, as a woman, if you're a man and you're trying to correct me and my behavior, how about you be in the right spot first? You can't come to me telling me what I'm doing wrong if you're sitting there smoking weed all day.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean? All day long.
When you ducking the police.
Right. Right.
I was looking at this dude's video and saying, what the fuck is dude talking about, man?
Right.
If you have to put household.
And look how easy I get them shook. Look how easy I get. Like, anybody listen to that advice show is a dumbass. Seriously.
Yeah. You're right.
Anybody listens to that man is a dumbass. The man doesn't even have the balls to do his own shit. Everything I do, this motherfucker run around like motherfucking I'm McDonald's and he McDonald's.
Man, that dude Jack Tommy style and still can't say that he took that style.
Right, I got Sotomayor Classics. This motherfucker got Advice Show throwbacks. I got motherfucking the Sheriff of Ratchet Town. This nigga got Ratchet Video Weekly.
What about the? Yeah, I just saw that video you did about the black women giving head and stuff, man, and the black man getting tortured and killed. That shit got me pissed off, man.
That picture was out of line. That picture was out of line.
That's
yep.
even sticker.
That shit
that's what I'm saying. It made no
off.
Sense. And I kept trying to explain to them, you would never see a Jewish woman show herself anywhere other than beside her man. If they sticking his ass in the oven, they sticking us in the oven. They ain't going to draw no picture of a Jew male getting stuck in the motherfucking oven while a damn Hitler is making a Jew woman suck her dick.
For this bitch to say
it's an adequate portrayal of the Civil War. No, it wasn't, because she had the Klan in there. And the Klan wasn't around during the Civil War.
Nope.
For real.
Yes.
But I guess she didn't want to talk about that part of history that she fucked up. That's why nobody liked talking to me, though. Seriously, have you noticed? Nobody liked talking to me. That's why when I diss them dudes, they go into a fucking circle and start trying to be highbrow now. Talk about some, we didn't have to go to that level. Because you can't argue with me on facts. I believe in knowing my motherfucking opponent. Before I ever say a word, I find some shit about you that you can't dispute.
Yeah, and after you prove facts to them and stuff, you know what they call you? Gay. Gay. Like, what the fuck? You prove them wrong, you're gay. You don't agree with them, you're gay. It's fucking sad,
yo. Book reading ass nigga.
Yeah, remember
like,
when
like
got
if they can't excuse you, if they can't dispute you, you're gay. Like, what the fuck? I got called gay a lot of times because I was proving people facts and stuff, and they can't
but
handle
the
argument.
That's something else.
I mean,
what black men need to stick together. Black men
because
should never call each other gay when black women call you gay that easy. As black men, you should stand up and say, we're going to cut this fucking word out. Why are we going to give it more power by showing black women, we follow in line with you? That's my problem with black men. You follow in line with black women. As soon as they start calling you gay and deadbeat dad, no man should ever call another man a deadbeat dad, ever.
Exactly.
We don't know how to stick together. Black men turn on each other quicker than what? It's crazy, man.
White men do that shit. How many times you hear white folks running around yelling this deadbeat dad to each other? White men ain't letting that shit go like that.
Like, I tell some black women about their weaves and stuff. I tell them that, yo, like, this girl I was talking to, I tell her, look, your attitude stinks. I don't like your attitude and stuff like that. She turns around, calls me gay, calls me all types of shit, and get mad. That's why I can't freaking stand about some black women, how they act.
It's because we allow it, though. If we stood, they won't talk like that if you don't allow them. It's just like when I watch white parents sit up there and tell me, I can't get Billy to do, and I'd be like, let Billy come stay over my house a week. When I clothesline Billy's motherfucking ass. Seriously, haven't y'all ever seen white women be like, oh, I don't know what to do with little Bob. Bob just called him a bitch, and you thinking, kill that nigga.
This is
how white men look at black men. Every time we sit and complain, white men just shake their head because they like you. You know what you should do. Why aren't you doing it?
Yeah, laugh at us, true.
Yeah, they laugh at us. They know they programmed Joe Black Woman to be the leader and to not want to relinquish that role. The only way any woman, like the woman just said, the only way any woman at this point in history is going to let a man be a man is once he proves he's supposed to be a man. And that man has to show her that I don't need you. That's the only time a woman respects a man, when he says, I don't need you.
Exactly.
Long as your ass still need that bitch, you are under her control. Period.
Mm-hmm. Right about that one.
Why would a
stop
man,
going to their motherfucking clubs. Let the club be 99% women. And only man there is a gay dude. Piss them off. Play World of Witchcraft when you're supposed to be at the ladies' night. Don't go.
That's why.
Show
I
them hoes that you won't want to show up. They'll start acting right the next time you show up.
I
hung up on my daughter one time. She called me back talking like a princess. She couldn't believe my damn daddy hung up the fucking phone on me.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody respects the fact that the people that they love don't need them.
Yeah, and women will immediately fall in line once you see a man acting like a man. She can respect